Blog Talk Radio.
Today, gentlemen, I've been honored to coach you. More honored to take you to the field of battle. But it's another honor to be bestowed upon you. And that is the answer that comes with that question.
Who am I? I am a champion!
That's right. You need to remember that all through this game.
I will conquer what has not been conquered.
Defeat will not be in my creed.
I will believe what others have doubted. I will always endeavor to hold esteem, honor, and respect for my team. I have trained my mind and my body will fall. Who am I? I am a champion!
I will acknowledge the fact that my opponents do not expect me to win. But I will never surrender.
Weakness will not be in my heart.
I will look to my comrades and to those who have brought me to this world and those who have trained me. And I will draw strength from them.
Who am I? I am a champion!
I will gradually go out to the field of battle. And I will move in everything I can do. And I will reach my field of battle at any means at my disposal. And when I get there, I will ride violently. I will rip the heart from my enemy and leave it bleeding on the ground. Because he cannot stop me.
Who am I? I am a champion.
To my side, I have comrades. Comrades that have been through me through thick and thin. Through sacrifice, through blood, through sweat, through tears. Never will I let them fall. Never will I let them down. And I will never leave an enemy behind. Because our opponent does not know my heart.
Who am I? I am a champion.
No one will deny me. No one will define me. And no one will tell me who and what I am and can be. Belief will change my world. It is through continents, it is through countries, it has put man on the moon. And it will carry me through this battle.
Who am I? I am a champion.
Defeat, retreat, those are not in my words. I don't understand those definitions. I don't understand when things go wrong. I don't understand mistakes. But I do understand this. I understand victory, and I understand never surrendering. No matter how bad things go, my heart, my mind will carry my body and my limbs are too weak.
Who am I? I am the champion!
Today will be that day. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now, right here. In your house, in your home.
Who am I? I am the champion!
History will remember me! I will not let worry about him being kind. I will define myself. I will write my own praises. And no one will tell me what I can never be. I will never go out not knowing I've given everything I've got.
Cause who am I? I am a champion.
Who am I?
I am a champion.
Who am I?
I am a champion.
Who am I?
I am a champion.
Who am I?
I am a champion.
Who am I?
Yo, let us pray. Father, please walk with us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us by our hearts and not by our mistakes. And see that we get our breakthrough however long that it takes. May you fill that void in our souls that will lay our fears to rest. But there's no way we can live for Jesus when we're living in the flesh. So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born, grow strong, move on, know right from wrong. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. And we know what that means, but listen. We know the distance we need to be away from fire to keep it missing, but that doesn't mean we'll listen. Lord, you take care of fools and babies. Teach women to honor their men and men respect their ladies. But lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way. Please bring us back home. Instill in us the word which is our backbone, which is chosen at Rome. There is so much that we're entitled to, yet we receive so little. In this time of spiritual warfare, we're comfortable with little. So I pray that you open our eyes. Give us the anointing to recognize the devil and his lies. If we keep our actions wise and our prayers sincere, our heads to the sky, you will diminish our fears. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. And amen.
Okay. Meatball Slouch, what's happening, man?
What's going on, man? Junior, what's going on? What's going on? Happy Sunday to everybody.
Listen here, Sunday is a great day, and we got six more days to go, gentlemen.
June slouch, Rez Tone, man, shit. We on countdown, man.
Countdown to the beat now.
What can you say, man? We are live and un-motherfucking cut as usual. Rule number one, no snitching. Rule number two, no muting mics. Give a shout out to our sponsors, Big Fred at East English Village Bar and Grill. I hope I said that right. Big shout out to our big sponsor, Motor City Mafia, Latone, Slouch, Rich June. Man, shit, let's get it, man.
Don't forget to check
off, baby. Clocks off, baby.
I'm sorry, clocks off. I'm sorry for some of the clocksoff.com, Wicked Quick Racing. Man, you know, so many sponsors we got to thank out there, man, you know, to help help us off out here. Woolly Dog, never forget about what you did, Woolly Dog. Man, shit, I would like for somebody, if they listen, I'd like for somebody to get on the show and give us a preview of the race that went down at 41 in Morocco, Indiana yesterday, Beers race. They said it was some good grudging going on over there. Hope somebody can call in and give us some insight on that. Shit, man, we on countdown, man. We hope we can go over some of the grudge races that's supposed to be locked in for the 26th. Young Money supposed to be in on the phone. I mean, what can you say, man? They ready to roll. They ready to roll with anybody from out the Detroit area. They say that nobody can, in the Detroit area, can beat them.
Well, hey, Meepo, before you start,
hold on 1 second. Before you start, Meepo, with everything, you got to say July 26th, first annual Midwest Grudge Nationals is going down at U.S. 131 Motorsports Park. Friday is Rest in Tune from 6 p.m. to 12 p.m.
Hold on.
Saturday.
Slouch, we about to go over all of that.
Hey, Slouch, I forgot to. Hold on. Before you insight on that, not only if there's going to be any test and tune on Friday, there will be grudge racing off the track on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
So
we're going to go over that. When we go into slouching. But first of all, Slouch, Junior, Meatball, welcome to the show. We on the eve. We're going into the weekend. For the first national Midwest Grudge Nationals, and all the guys that's listening that are still turning those wrenches and doing the electrical system and doing chassis work. We appreciate y'all passion of getting it done. We pray to God get y'all ready. Young Money, keep Rich on that grind, getting that car together, because everybody is looking for that car. I know y'all listening. Rich, I know you listening. You got to push yourself beyond your limits to get this car ready. But just to go over some things, I'm going to go over things real quick. The first, give me about 5 minutes just to go over everything so everybody's on the same page. If we are all racers, fans, and us as promoters, we need to be all on the same page. When we're all on the same page, things run smoothly. So all week, we're going to post stuff on Facebook and on Clocks Off. That way you have the details. So we're going to keep repeating the details all week so nobody can't say that they didn't know. But before you leave the show, you going to know what the expectations are, what our expectations are, and what we're bringing to you guys as promoters and what the track is expecting of us as fans and racers. But we have, like Slouch mentioned, Test and Tune. We have the 25th and 26th. Let's talk about the 25th. Test and Tune is Friday. You cannot access the track until 5 p.m. There is no way to get in the gate. Don't try to get in the gate. It doesn't open. If you can park by the ticket booth up, and you can park there until 5, but you cannot. Originally, it was 3. The track said, no, we can't get in until 5. The track will be ready to go at 6. Test and tune is from 6 to midnight, 6 p.m. to midnight. But you got to remember, you cannot access the track. Don't move the cones. Don't try to open the gate. You just can't do it. We have to follow their rules, and you know, we want to make sure we're respecting what they told us to do. So 5 o'clock, you can actually have access to the track. Until then, you would have to wait up top at the track till right by the ticket booth. We will be providing some food, hamburgers and hot dogs for the racers and their team and their crew that night, because I know it's going to be some late running. Some of you guys are going to bring your own food, but we do have free hamburgers and hot dogs for you guys up until we run out, and we provide water and pop. So as a courtesy of you guys coming at night. Also, test and tune is $5, but if you're going to stay tonight, you're going to have, you could pay us in that morning or pay us that night for your car and your crew. That way you can get your wristbands. Speaking of wristbands, everyone has to have a wristband. And wristbands are going to be 4 wristbands per tech card. So each tech card gets 4 wristbands. There is no exceptions on that. There will be no VIP up on the track. And this, I'm going to talk about the rules of that. The starter in the middle, just like everybody's up in Milan, US 31 is saying no one is allowed in that center section. They want to keep that clean. Only the drivers and their pit crew are allowed up until a certain point. There is no standing on the wall. We understand that sometimes good races you're going to get close, but there is a point we can't go past. We saw that situation last night over in Morocco where they had to stop the race a couple of times because people are on the wall, people are too close. You never know what these cars are going to do. The track is, this is new for them, this type of grudge racing, and it makes them nervous, and they don't like it, so we have to respect that. So no standing on the walls. No, there's going to be a fence. You cannot go past that fence. That's why the fence was there. Every seat in that place is perfect. So, grab a seat, grab a stand seat, we have to respect the starting line. And I understand some races are going to draw a crowd, but there's a certain point you can't go past, and we're telling you all week, you cannot be in the center section where the starter is. No one is allowed there. And you have to stay on the other side of the wall. No on the inside of the track. You have to stay on the outside of it. And absolutely no kids are on the starting line. There's no exceptions. We're going to ask you and your kid to go to the stands if we have to tell you. We can only tell you once. It's just sometimes we do have to look out for you guys. And we cannot have any kids on the starting line. There is no exceptions. If you have, you have the bouncy house, or you can have someone go up in the stands with your kids, but absolutely no kids are on the starting line. You can get, we're going to make it close enough where you'll still see action. But again, just to recap some things, 4 wristbands per tech card. There's no exceptions to that. That's just the rule. That's the safety rule. No standing on the walls. No on the other side of the fence. There's going to be a fence. You don't open that gate to try to get past it. Again, every seat is a good seat. Coming back to parking, you will have to park behind the tower on the grass. We will have guys to direct you to park. Parking is free, so you know. No parking along the staging lanes fence. A lot of times, we did a lot of parking last year that the track said, we don't do it for NHRA or IHRA. We're not going to do it for grudging. There's no parking on that fence. We need to keep the pit area clean. You can't park with your – if you have a car, you got to park it on the grass. No parking near the trailer. Park and walk over. Hey, we have to. We're expecting a lot of cars and trailers, so we need to specifically give those guys and the Grudge Racers their room and their space. We don't need it cluttered over there. You know, these guys need to be able to move freely, back their car out, tow their car out. We want to make it a very easy access to the staging lanes and easy access into the pit area. So we're going to ask you. I'm telling you now, and I'm not saying it in a mean way, if you're on the fence, they're going to tow your car. There's no exceptions. And that's your expense. So we're going to tell you all week where you can and cannot park. ATVs, you got to be careful with them. You got kids, you got mothers, and you got, you know, just your fans that are there. Slow down in the pit area. No flying, no speed, no racing. We're going to tell you to park it. You got to respect those things. Can be dangerous, especially with, you know, people that are not experienced. And people, you can't stop quick enough when a pedestrian walks in front of you or a fan. So just be conscious of how you ride with the ATV. Those are just some housekeeping things, you know, and make sure, you know, again, it's an event, family event, man. If you see kids around you guys, watch your mouth and watch the N-word, man. Just make sure, you know, that this is a quality event, man, and we need to add quality at the event. I understand it's going to get intense, but watch who around you, man. You got, this is a kid event. If you're going to argue, go back to your trailer part. Don't do it in the staging lanes. We're just trying to make sure we keep, you know, it's a family event, you know, slouch your tone and put their name on this, and, you know, their reputation is on the line, and it's always been a good event, and we want to keep it that way. It's a fellowship, but it's still Grudge Racing. Getting to the events, the gate Saturday, the gates open at 9 a.m. The track will be ready to go at 11 a.m. So they're going to have this track, and it's going to be on keel. The track should hook early because we're not going to be in the 80s going into the weekend. It looks like it's going to be around 70, 75, 79 on both days. Friday might be a little hot, but the track will be ready to go and on keel at 11 a.m. I know there's a couple races that are set up to run at 11 a.m. Everybody must have wristbands. If you don't have wristbands, you know, we're going to ask you, you know, you're going to have to, you know, about the wristbands. But everybody should have a wristband. I mentioned parking behind the tower, no staging in the, no parking near the staging lanes. I'm going over some more stuff. We're talking about the lanes. I want to talk about the lanes. We mentioned that. I'm just going through my notes. Hold on, guys. Sorry about that. But talking
lane
about that, we
one and two. Want me go over Ridge?
Yeah, I'm trying to pull up the rest of my notes. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Slouch.
Lanes 5 and 6 is for Grudge Racing only. If you don't have any money locked in or you gave money to someone, you should not be in that lane 5 and 6. You have to be in lanes 3 and 4 is for Test and Tune.
Yeah.
And lanes 1 and 2 is for the shootout. 1 and 2 is for the shootout. 3 and 4 is for Test and Tune. 5 and 6 is for Grudge Racing only. Grudge Racing is priority. Grudge Racing races will come first. After if the shootout is going along, Grudge Racing will go after the shootout. So,
thanks,
again, lanes 1 and 2. Lanes 1 and 2 is for the shootout. 3 and 4 is for Test and Tune. 5 and 6 is for Grudge Racing only.
And then going into the shootout, there will be a driver's meeting at 1 p.m. The track, like I said, is going to be ready to go. The shootout starts 1 hour after the meeting is over. 1 hour you have to be in the staging lane after the meeting. So you got, you know, like I said, the track opens at 11. You can get some testing, get some hits. But it does. The driver's meeting is at 1 hour. If you want to continue to get some hits on your car and send a representative over while you're getting some testing done, you could do that. The shootout starts at 1 hour after the driver's meeting at 1 p.m. And we'll keep sending stuff all over the internet and on Clocks Off all week. If you have any questions, you have my number, Tony number, Slouch number, Chad number. We'll put them all on the internet tonight if you need to contact us. But we're just making sure we're all on the same page. We're making sure we all understand. Also, I want to touch on nitrous. Puerto Rican Pete is bringing 4 bottles, possibly 6 mother bottles. He will provide nitrous if needed. I suggest you still fill up as many bottles as you can. That way you have enough, and just make sure you have gas. I will post tomorrow. I'm going to give Jay a call just to see if he could bring in a certain amount of gas so we can have it for the event. He has a local dealer he's good friends with, and we've been working trying to negotiate him getting some gas over for that event only, and what he doesn't use he should be able to return. So by tomorrow you will have an update on Clocks Off or on Facebook. You can feel free to call myself. I'll communicate to Slouch, Tony, and Chad once I talk to Jay about getting gas over there. And like I said, we will have 4 mother bottles. Puerto Rican Pete will sell the nitrous. So that's just one thing about gas. Again, wristbands, 4 per. I'm just telling you up front. We're sticking to that. It's 4 per tech card. We've letting you guys know every week it's 4 per tech card. So if you bring 7 cards, each one of your tech cards gets 4 wristbands. And pretty much that's it. Look for the same message all week. That way we're all on the same page. The track is going to be on Keel. The event's going to be on Keel. And, you know, we thanking you guys up front for participating and even supporting this event. You didn't have to support it, but we appreciate you supporting us, and we want to, again, return by giving you guys a great facility to run on and giving you some of the best grudge racing and opportunities to engage with people this Friday and Saturday. And I'm pretty much have – you know, I'm speaking for the group of us that's putting this on. We thank you so much. If you're going to stay tonight, let us know. They do lock the gate. You know, just feel free. You don't have to leave the event if you have nowhere, you don't have a hotel room booked, but and you want to leave your car there. Pretty much most guys are going to be up all night. Most of us are going to be up all night. Not saying we're going to give you full security on the car, but we will make sure we are, you know, help watch your vehicle if you're going to stay there. Even if you're asleep, some of us are still going to be up just making sure everybody's safe. But we thank you guys up front. We thank you so much up front for supporting this event, man. And without y'all, we ain't nothing. We will not have nothing. We're just excited to put up an event on for you guys.
You still
That's
ain't
it.
Nothing.
Let's get to these. I know I am.
Red.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
That wasn't 5 minutes.
Anyway, man, we got it done. Look, man, enough with the house cleaning, man. Let's. It's some people coming
man,
on tonight.
Man, it's
so
showtime, baby.
It's time to get down right now, man. We enough with that stuff. It's about to look. If you go into the bouncy houses, that does open the night before. We will provide sleeping bags for you with white socks. So feel free to sleep in the sleeping bag. That way you can get up and get you a lane. Bounce all night, baby. Fake races.
All right, before,
we expect y'all to be
before
there.
Before we start the show, is there anyone on here that can get in contact with Motown? Or if Motown, if you're on the line, please press the 1 button. If anyone knows of Motown and have his number, have him call the show and press the 1 button. Because we have a lot of hands going on up here, so... You know, Junior, Reg, and Meatball, we can go ahead and start the show.
Meatball.
Let's go,
yeah,
baby.
Man,
it's time to get out.
What's going on? What's going on?
Hey,
Reg took all our damn airtime.
That's all right, though. We on the same page, though.
Hey, if we got to run till 6 in the morning today, we going to keep putting quarters in the machine, baby. It's on. You know, I'm gonna say this just to get it started. This been going on for over 7 months. Don't get scared now, motherfuckers. I don't mean no disrespect.
Hold on.
Y'all motherfuckers got 6 days, baby, and it's on.
It's the return of Motor City Jimbo.
Uh-oh.
Yes, sir.
Uh-oh. Let's get some of these matchups together, man, before we start opening these mics, man. Again, Grudge Racing is number one priority. Reg already spoke about it. You already know lanes 5 and 6. Am I correct?
Yeah, you're correct.
Okay, lanes 5 and 6 are for confirmed Grudge races. Okay, if you do not get a race off on the 26th, you ain't trying, because there's going to be, hey, man, this is going to be like 31 flavors. Any and every flavor you looking for, you going to have there. Now, whether, and I'm going to say this again, I don't mean no disrespect to nobody, whether you got the balls or not to engage, that falls upon you. But you're going to have anything and everything damn near from a pro mod on down to engage with. Street cars, race cars, whatever. It don't matter. Come on. Another priority, and, you know, we all grown men, you know. We all grown men. We grudge racers, and a grudge racer has a drive that's second to none. Do we get heated? Do we get in our feelings? Do we get hot? Yes. But you know what? There's a time and a place for everything. You know, let's carry ourselves and conduct ourselves as the men that we are, and we're going to have a hell of a show. You know, Tone said it last year at the other races, year before. You know, we real flexible. I say we because I am Motor City Mafia. You know, we real flexible. We ain't no gorillas, but ain't no bullshit gonna be tolerated. You know, come on, man. Let's do like we've been doing and believe it. Y'all motherfuckers, come 12 o'clock when they shut it down, y'all gonna pass out, man. But Meatball, let's roll, baby. Come on. Give me what you got, man.
They say Young Money, man, will be in the house. John Doe, the debut of John Doe, will be in the house. Shit, I'm more excited than anything. Grudge Racing is still being locked in. I guess Brian Davis, Chucky, and Child's Play will be tagging up with Straight Shot Performance, Frankenstein. That was locked mm-hmm. in, I guess. Doing the Facebook that was locked in for Saturday. Street Team with Ronnie. What can you say, man? And the Ghost 2, they locked in with a Straight Shot Performance. White Devil. Small Block Mustang. Hey.
You have Ronnie, a.k.a. Street Team, has locked in with the white F-body. Head up, Pro Treat, out the back door, baby. Yeah, we doing it the way we do it in the Midwest, out the back door.
We also got Nova. We got the Ride or Die Racing Team Nova, Full Metal Jacket, going against the Young Money Nova with Randy, CEO of Young Money, will be driving his on that day.
That's right. That's right. I'm going to say this. Young Money done stepped up. We locked in with Young Money with the LTD. He giving the LTD the back tire. Some people say the back tire ain't shit. It's foolish and this and that. But when you need everything you can, you're going to take whatever you can get. So we will be engaging with Young Money. We also have with the LTB, we have
Power. Hey, somebody has the radio. Somebody has the radio on. Tell them to turn it down.
We have Power Up with the Money team. We're going to be running the Great Ghost, Head Up, Eighth Mile. We also have Squinchy. We locked in the Mustang with Squinchy's Mustang. That's going to be Head Up, Eighth Mile. Also have Squinchy locked in with the F-Body, Head Up, Eighth Mile.
Damn.
So, yeah, we coming to put in
also,
work.
Also, the LTV versus the Batmobile. Right of direction.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We have the break rule on that. What I mean by the break rule is we do have other races locked in. If either one of us happens to break, then, I mean, shit. I'm going to keep it real. I don't believe in that punk out shit. I'm not trying to take nobody's punk out. I like to be the person in the submission. So before we get into any of that, we came to the agreement where if his car breaks, because I know he has prior races locked in, or we break, not that our hearts are broken, but that the car is physically broken and we can't make it to the line, then it won't happen. If all goes well, yeah, we will be engaging with the Batmobile, definitely. We trying to kill all them superheroes.
We also got Donye and Regular and Junior locked in. We got Rubes and Dirty Brown locked in.
That's correct.
We got Squinty and the Bill Collector knocked in.
We got Johnny Quick
and Rubes locked in. We got Todd versus the, GQ Racing, Cargo. We got Ice Cube versus Lil Tony.
You got Todd versus Lil Tony also. That's another one.
I'm reading them right now. Tony versus Ghost 12. Lil Tony versus the Batmobile, Break Rule. Lil Tony versus Dancer, Buick Quick Boys. Leon versus Cal City, locked in. Leon, we got Man out of Chicago versus Chicago Junior Mustang locked in. We got Man and his Camaro versus Turbo GT off the trailer.
That's off the trailer, baby. They going to put in work, baby.
I mean, you got a lot of races locked in. And not to mention the ones that have been locked in that we don't know about, and then the ones that's going to happen at the track. So we possibly will have up to 27 races locked.
You got Rubes and, if I'm not mistaken, Rubes and Johnny Quick are locked
Johnny
in
Quick.
Off the trailer. If I'm correct on that. Oh, yeah.
That is
correct. A whole lot of testosterone in the house, baby.
So, and then, I guess we got a special guest calling in tonight, according to Tony, and he has a hit list, and he's calling. He's trying to lock in with people tonight. I heard he had a hit list of seven, and he's coming along to do this. So we're supposed to have a special guest tonight.
And you also got Street Team. You got Street Team, and the Ghost 2 is locked in with Off the Water Racing, Young Money, Cecil, and the Hood Rat. Hey, don't forget Ghost 2 versus Wicked Quick Racing, Chad.
Yes.
Hey man, Ghost 2 in the street and Ronnie and them, man, with this Ghost 2 car, man, they got most of the damn races locked in. They got like 15 races locked in.
They coming to run, man. This the Midwest Garage National. The first annual. Why not? Why we gonna have ass do it?
I like to let everybody know Ghost 2 is a 2013 Mustang.
It is what it is, man. We didn't lock them up, man. I'm sure some hands up, man. We need to. These boys biting their fingers off, man.
Slouch, can you grab the board a second, please?
Yep. 313. Hold on. 734-4595. Your mic is open.
What's going on? Slot, this is Corey.
What's
going on, Corey?
What's happening, fella? Junior, what's going on? Meatball, Red.
What up?
Corey, will you have a car there, Corey?
Yes, sir. I will be there Friday.
Damn.
I recommend that everybody stop off at Walmart, get you some of them plastic raincoats and some of them plastic galoshes, because I don't mean this as I said, but it's gonna be a bloodbath come Saturday, baby. There's gonna be so many hearts broken, so many heads cracked to the white meat, baby. It's on, man.
Yes, sir. It's going down.
All right, Corey, well, sit back and let me open up these mics. I got a lot of hands up.
All right.
773-7490. Your mic is open. 773-7490. Your mic is open.
They don't answer. Let's keep moving because we got a lot up.
Your mic is open.
What up, Beth?
Who are we talking to?
This Peaceable right now.
What's going on?
I got a question about tech, man. You know, Marlon, they consider a little relaxed on tech. How tight is tech going to be up at Martin?
We already took care of that. I'm sorry we forgot to mention that, but we talk with them every year. They understand that these are grudge cars, and the same as last year, we always have that conversation with them not to be as tough on you guys with tech or not. We always handle that. And for any of you racers, if you have a problem with tech, contact Slouch, myself, Lil Tony, or Chad. We will have on the fluorescent yellow shirts that says staff or media. But get with us immediately. Don't even go off on them. Let us do that. So just come to us about any problems you have about tech.
Hey, Reg, with that being said, basically this is a grudge race. To not get into the details of the checking, for your own safety, it don't matter who it is, you, preacher boy, anybody else, at least have the basic necessities, you know, because your safety is worth more than anything else, you know. I mean, don't get me wrong. A lot of the cars are a lot faster than what they look, but at least have the basics, you know, to protect yourself. You know, other than that, come on down. It's race time, man, you know. But good question, though. But for the most I'm going to keep it real with you. If you know you got a trap car that you slam one door and the other door falls off, I mean, come on, man. You know, but for the most part, you know, they ain't going to be no issues there, you know. But, again, you know, at least have the basic essentials, you know. Seat belts, you got to have them, man. Got to have them, you know. Helmet, you got to have that, man. You know, but from there on out, I guess, shit, ain't nothing else.
All right, let me get some more. 734-3318, your mic is open. 3318, your mic is open. 313-1784, your mic is open. 313-1784, your mic is open. All right. 313-5205, your mic is open.
What up, dog? This hood. For any positive event, you got to have a negative voice. So we don't get jinxed, I'm going to be the first one. Y'all too long-winded for me, and I can't wait till Saturday. And one more thing. And one more thing. Junior say, make sure your car is safe. Make sure you got safe seat belts and a helmet. You call that safe?
I mean, you know, it's something.
Hey,
it's something.
If that's safe, you boy.
Yeah.
No, I can't wait for Saturday, fellas. I cannot wait. It's going down for real. It's going down.
You coming Friday?
Yeah, I'll be there Friday. Yeah, I'll be there Friday. Friday and Saturday.
Yeah,
okay, y'all can open up some more mics because y'all done had these boys waiting 2 hours just to say something. I'm
on
mute.
Come on. Come on in.
Show that started, hood.
I think I just opened up an assassin's mic. I don't think it's Brian. I think it'll be Chucky. Is this Chucky?
What's up, fellas?
Uh-oh. May I ask who we speaking to, please? Man, bring your ass in the house, Chucky. You know, I get tired
of
talking to Brian.
I got an off-the-race trailer with Motown, and Enrique also with Bad Company. He's got an off-the-trailer race with a Full Metal Jacket.
Ooh,
damn. Enrique. Oh,
yeah. He raced Randy off the trailer last week and won. Yeah.
The copper Camaro?
Yep. Camaro, yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Well, shit, y'all going off the trailer. I would think y'all trying to get in as soon as you get in there so you can start doing your testing.
Oh, yeah. That's why I'm trying to get Motown on the phone tonight to see if his car was, everything was going good, to find out if he was able to make it or not, because if he wasn't, I'm going to lock someone else in off the trailer tonight.
There you go.
Damn, Brian.
What's up?
That ain't Brian Chucky.
You know, Chucky got gorilla nuts, boy. He trying to go.
Chucky
that's
got
what,
oil
that's
pressure, that's why. So we
about.
Ready to play.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. That's a good deal, man.
My man
we'll
Jimbo got oil pressure off. Today, too.
What?
Yeah, we were just at Dave's. We just got home probably about an hour and a half ago. Jimbo's ready to roll. I talked to Aaron down there. Street King's going to be ready, and they're busting ass and John Doe.
Uh-oh.
What?
Yeah. Yep, they're all going. They said, who else is going to be out there? Fuck. I forgot the other car. They had two other cars they were bringing out. I can't remember the names of them. But, yeah, if someone can get a hold of Motown, get him on here. Because if he ain't willing to race, I'm going to get action with someone else. I want to get a race every other fucking hour on Saturday.
That's what's
2, 4, 6, 8, 10.
I'm talking about.
Lane right. 5 and 6 will be open. We're going to make sure that's moving along. Again,
I'm making my pass, and I'm parking in lane 5 and cooling my shit down and recharging it.
When the shootout's going on, as soon as the last car, whether it's eliminations, qualifying, whatever it may be, as soon as the last car from the shootout goes through, that grudge lane open up. As soon as them grudge cars go through, then you go on to your testing too. But, again,
yeah.
Grudge racing is priority. But none of this, you know, which I've seen it personally. Hey, Reg, me and you going to say we grudge racing so we can go on and make a hit. No.
Oh, yeah.
It has to be a confirmed grudge race. Come on, let's put the bullshit to the side now, you know?
So the best way to do that is show me the money, because anytime there's a grudge race about to pop off, there's always someone holding the money.
That's right. Yep. That's right.
I put that on the post, and I'll continue to post it. If you look at one of the rules and regulations of the event, I said it does have to be held by a neutral person. So if you ain't that neutral
That's
person,
right.
don't show me the money.
You guys can't go down the track.
You got
a DP. I know you got, you know, whether you got a DP man or somebody in the crew, whoever it may be, as long as it's a confirmed grudge race. Because, I mean,
hey, Reggie,
we ain't trying to tie up the lane on some bullshit.
You said each
car
gets four wristbands. Does that mean the driver plus four people, or is it the driver and then three crew?
driver in three. We'll talk offline, Brian, about it.
Okay.
I'll call you.
Yep. I just know a lot of people that's a question that gets brought up a lot of times at the place. You know.
Yep. It's four.
One of those things,
four per tech.
Four total.
I'll talk to you in more.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, Brian. We're gonna put you on hold, and then if you Motown jump on, you jump back on.
I'm gonna mute my mic so you don't hear anything, and then if I hear anything, I'll just unmute myself.
Anybody got Motown's number, you can get in touch with Motown. Or if you're on Motown, double-click the one button.
And real quick, if you guys are on, and we open your mic up, when you're done talking, put your mic on mute so we can hear clearly, because it's hard to hear when you don't have your mute and you're driving or you got the kids in the back. It's just kind of distracting for the other. People that are calling in and the other people that are trying to get their point across or get a race locked in. So you can always unmute your mic, but mute it when you're not talking. Thank you.
Hey, also try to get DMX on because I heard him and SBO are supposedly locked in.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to see if they got a time figured out on that. I'm going to try to get as much organized today.
Okay.
All righty.
Y'all sure y'all want to mess with SBO, man?
Man,
no, that man a hey, that is a true.
Didn't I tell you the money stand in Michigan on the shootout? It's staying in Michigan. A Michigan car gonna win it.
Reg, you know you my man. But I ain't been wrong. Anytime I said that check was coming to Illinois or Illiana, however you wanna call it, it always has, you know. I mean, I truly believe y'all may win it at some point. I don't think it's going to be this weekend, though. But then again, now, I'm going to tell you this, though.
I'm the most competitive person in the world. I'm standing my ground on that.
You got some killers coming up from the South and from the East Coast that they don't care about that grudge racing. They trying to get that pot. So, yeah. It ain't gonna be no cakewalk. Whoever it is, gonna have to work for that money, baby.
Oh yeah.
Well, you wanna open some more up?
Yeah, let's keep them opening. So we wanna make sure we get everybody on the show tonight. So we gotta keep it moving.
All righty, 313-0537. Your mic is open. 313-0537. Your mic is open. 586-4353. Your mic is open. 586-4353.
Who are we talking
about? This Young Money Cutter, the captain.
Cutter coming along.
Oh, man. Hopefully I'll be out late August, early September, man.
All right.
Okay.
Give us a recap of what's going on at the camp, who coming, what y'all bringing, update on John Doe. What? You the captain.
Oh,
speak
man.
Up, man.
We're bringing our arsenal.
Talk
we're
to
bringing
us. Who
John
you
bring? Doe, Gold Digger. We bring Rat Bitch, Dark Vader, Spoiled Brat, Lil Bro, and what else can we bring? Game Time to Nova.
So y'all bringing seven cars?
Yeah, something like that.
All right, I saw Dark Vader this past weekend at a disclosed place, and Dark Vader looks like the Force is with him.
Yeah, that car looks good.
Problems, Junior.
Yes,
well,
sir.
I mean, from my understanding, yeah, it's a bad man. But until he get it on that racetrack, it don't mean nothing. We trying to engage now. Doc Vader, I understand it's a new car, new setup. You know, I ain't going to try to draw on him. But if he make one or two clean hits, Oh, yeah, we got a car for them now. We got a car we trying to engage now. You know, we still ain't locked in the G-body, but we trying to get it locked in now.
All right,
so
I'm
going to tell you this. My hat's off to Randy. You know, he in the seat. He got his crew together. I mean, they coming to make noise. I give it to him. They definitely coming to make noise.
Young Money. Hey, Cut, sit tight in the cut, man. We're going to get through these calls. Put your line on mute. If you have to come in, just unmute your mic, man. We appreciate your support, brother.
What's up?
All right. I got my main man online. What's going on, Street King? Aaron, your mic's
on. What's going on?
What's going
on,
brother?
Let me get out the shop. I'm in the shop working.
Aaron, the hardest working man in grudge racing. What's happening?
Yeah,
man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, we was down here getting it in. Jimbo and them was down here getting it in.
That's what's up, man. I mean,
Jimbo
shit.
Jimbo sound good. That boy got blood pressure. He geeked.
We ain't got but 6 days to go, boys. It's time to go to war. You know, we cool.
Hey.
We kick it.
Oh, yeah.
But wait till we cross that line.
Shit.
It's on, man.
Man, I'm ready to cross that line. My shit running.
That's what's
goddamn
up.
All right. I'm drawing. You ain't going to worry about
that's
that. I'm like
up.
Brian Davis. I'm going to be camped out in 5'6". Shit.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, what's up?
He handled the small blocks. I'm going to take it a big one. But Jimbo, shit, he's helped me out. Shit, I was taking some screws out. He fired that motherfucker up. The boat fell out. Shit. That bitch was rumbling down there.
Damn.
Oh, he rattling the house. That's what's up, man.
Hey, when I hear something go woo, woo, get my attention, goddammit.
Yeah, I woke up next thing I know Aaron's here. I was like, holy shit.
That motherfucker sounds good. Shit, that motherfucker made Randy leave.
You ain't seen a guy walk around with a smile for no reason like you did. You seen Jimbo today.
Shit, they both down there smile like a motherfucker. I mean, shit, goddamn.
Hey, Slow.
Yo.
Hey, Slow. Regulator Junior said put him in last four, 31-42.
Uh-oh, the Danye killer.
Tell him to put his hand up.
Danye,
yeah,
put your hand up.
Aaron, we know you're going to be up all night Friday night.
What
so,
up?
Hey, you know.
Shit.
What up?
No, me. I'll be there Friday. I'll be there.
Even.
Y'all, I was going to leave at 11, but y'all said they ain't going to let us in the 5, so I'm going to leave at my normal time now, too.
Yeah.
So is anyone looking Martin the track? Is anyone renting Martin this week at all? Any rentals?
I thought Dougie and them was getting it.
Is anyone any of you guys heard anything?
If a couple of people renting it, I know somebody renting it Friday.
Yeah,
Friday morning.
Yeah. Somebody rented it from 11 to 5 Friday. They the track wouldn't let us. They wouldn't tell us, but.
Not a grudge person, or it could be.
I don't know. We don't know.
Oh.
They just told us that we.
Man, you know who it is. It's a grudge. It's probably
it
Abe. Abe or Junior, Dougie and them. One of them. They're the only sneaky motherfuckers do shit. Or rude. Man, what you need it for, Junior? I heard you went down that motherfucker. They said the trees was moving.
Right, that's what we heard too. We heard, hey man, I felt it at home.
It wasn't bad. We made some progress for sure, but hey, you know, got more to make, I'm sure. But
somebody
yeah,
said shit. They say you took chemo motor out of his car, stuck in the trunk of that motherfucker.
Might as well. That's
yeah,
about it.
Nah, they said that motherfucker was moving though, boy. Yeah, that motherfucker
yeah,
was moving, though. It looked good.
Hey.
You got a Chicago boy, so that bitch was looking good.
I set a personal record. I went down 4 times in a row. God damn, it's been years.
Yeah,
but
damn.
It went all right. But, yeah. got some work to do. I'm doing something this week. We're gonna do this when I want to know if someone people want to get down at Mile End.
Damn.
What? Because I gotta put something together real quick.
Who are you locked in with again?
I'm locked in with Donye right now. That's it. I was showtiming them, but they're not coming up at all, so not for this one. So just Donye and then the shootout. You getting in the shootout, Aaron?
It's up in the air. See how it runs that Friday. I'll probably be changing some shit.
Right.
I don't know. But I'm trying to go out Wednesday, though. Before I go, I'm going to go Wednesday here at Miley. Just in case I end up changing another gear. I've been changing gears. These motherfuckers are costly.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
Sure.
I don't know. I think it's all right. I'm gonna get on that little G-Body Junior talking about. Fuck. It's a ghost car to me.
John Doe's
Young
make, huh?
Young Money.
Somebody getting fucked up. I know that.
I still got a lot of hands up. Let me
okay.
Start open up.
Go ahead. I'm gonna go on mute. I'm working on John Doe. Trying to get this thing ready. All right.
313-0150. Your mic open.
Man, why am I?
What's
going on?
What's up?
Why am I, man? What's going on, everybody?
What is up, Randy?
Young Money CEO, man. What's going on, man?
Man, you tell us, man.
We coming to play this weekend, goddammit.
Man, that's all we hearing is about this YMR, man. What's going on, man? That's all we hearing about.
Man, matter of fact, man, I got shirts for everybody at the track Saturday. YMR, man. I'm tired.
Hold on, Randy. And I'd like to hear. Hold on. And I also want to clear it up for you, Randy.
Yeah.
Randy. And this meatball, I want to clear this up with everybody. The Nova will, our grudge racing the Nova, but after the grudge races, the Nova will still be $75 per pass. Sign your waiver, and it's a young money.
Sign me up.
They're having a driving school at Martin. Oh, sign somebody. Or, there you go. $75 per hit.
You got to have your own car as soon as though.
I thought we got to make a pass in your shit.
Oh, man. I can't wait, man. I can't wait.
Man, me neither. I'm going to tell you right now, I got a fireworks show from hell. Boy, I'll just tell you. Fixing the party. I said, fuck 4th of July. It's all about the 26th.
Right.
Yes, sir. We got some shit.
Probably
Friday night. Then I'll probably light the big one off when I get down here. No, hey, I'll tell you what. Donnie's a gay mother. I got to tell you now, today we was bullshitting back and forth, and he was ready to do whatever. He said, let's just cut the bullshit. Race by 9, 1,000 on 10,000. You're the only person I'm coming to race, or maybe 15,000. I said, God damn, what the fuck has he got over there? He needs to test this. Holy pump your brakes, motherfucker. I wasn't planning on testing no more. I said, God damn, I need a track rental immediately. Yeah, he's definitely game. Or whatever.
That's what hey, Junior, you'll be all right if you make one of them passes. You'll be all right if you make one of them passes like you made against Goldie down there in San Antonio. You gonna fuck him straight on?
Man, I don't know. I think it's going to be fucked. I think I'm about to fuck him up no matter what he does on the next lane. I think we're real close to being better than we've ever been. I got some, yeah, I mean,
I had to pull in the big guns for this one, I'll just tell you. We brought in some outside help, and it seems to be, yeah, showed us old dogs some new tricks, I'll just tell you.
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you right now, if you ain't using everything in your arsenal in today's game, fuck, you're missing the boat. And I'll just tell you, I had shit in my arsenal I didn't even know about. Why lie?
Well,
but I like it.
Well,
I tell you that.
I'm glad
it's there.
I'm gonna give you a call later on. Give me some incentive. Young Money might be able to help you out with that $15,000-$20,000 pot. Now you ain't talking about over there. If you give me some incentive. No, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'll probably be out with you guys this week if we all get together and figure a day out. Yes, sir.
Hey, let me go ahead and open some more of these mics, man. I got a lot of people hands up. 219-2285, your mic is open.
Hey, what's happening? What's happening, everybody?
What's up, Leon? This is Leon. What's going on, Leon?
What's up, Leon?
What's up? Hey, look, we looking for some action with that gold, with that yellow Camaro. We got two little Camaros coming up there.
Yeah, we saw one last night, bro. We saw one last night make a pass.
Yeah, that's that one too. We looking for some action for that car. We already locked in with a Turbo GT.
Yeah, out the back door, right?
Back there or 8 mile, it don't matter.
Ooh-wee. I'm sure you will be engaged. Somebody will engage with you before the night over, Leon. But we
what
we
car is that?
You,
what car is that?
How's that?
Yellow Camaro.
Big time race.
Go ahead, Leon. Tell them what car you got.
Hey, Leon, what's that sign on that car?
Where's that paperwork?
It's a tire, man.
Huh?
It's a tire.
What size?
It's a tire.
29.
A Shirley McDonald tire.
A 36-24-16.
hey, look, that's why y'all need to go to Texas. See, if you go to Texas, you talking about a tire. You ain't seen no tire until you go to Texas.
Man, we ain't in Texas. We up north, man.
Yeah, that's why we don't go to Texas.
Real
exactly.
Hey, we build what it takes to win, man. That's all we do. We build what it takes to win. I'm quite sure y'all do the same thing.
Oh, okay. No, said I'll just ask.
Yeah, well, no one's gonna lock in the in the blind with them kind of stiffs. Shit.
Well, we ain't got no 29, man. Ain't no 29 nowhere.
All right, we gonna if somebody comes on, Leon, we'll keep your mic on mute. Everybody, if you ain't talking, put it on mute. But Leon, if somebody come in looking to gauge, we'll open it back. Just take your line off mute. But we look forward to seeing you this weekend, brother.
I got a race locked in with Tommy Gunn, Ground and Pound. I'm locked in with them too.
Oh yeah.
And after them two races get off, you know how it goes. I don't get no fuck.
That's what's up.
All right, let me open up some more mics. 586. 465, your mic is open.
Loud, can you hear that? Slay that again.
586-6055, your mic is open.
Sox, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, who's this?
Man, listen, I got my helicopter. I got 6 GoPros. I got 64 gig memory sticks. I got 2 more cameras.
Say so.
I'm gonna come up on that.
Hey, Peso, real quick. Somebody's working on a car. Can you put everybody? If you're not talking, can you go on mute? Because somebody's wrenching on the car and it's kind of drowning out, Peso. Thanks.
Yeah, man, I'm ready, man. I went to Best Buy. They said, what do you do for a living? I said, nothing. I'm going to 131. So, man, I'm ready, man. I just want to let y'all know I'll be there. And if you need help holding some BP money, you know, I like to get yelled at by these guys. So let me know, man. Whatever y'all need, I'm there. We're going to have a good time.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, man, whoever just asked for a boat, go on mute.
Hey, one last thing, man.
You coming Friday and Saturday?
Man, it's funny, man. I just got off the phone with my boss, and they gave me off Saturday. So I just got the day off because I had all these weekends off. So, I can't be there Friday, but I'm going to be there Saturday, man, bright and early. I'll be heading down. Okay. Me and my brother will be down there. So, but, man, I tell you what, Donye, when I walked up to Donye talking to my about Junior, this past weekend's race, and he just started smiling and smiling, and I hope it's a good race. That's all I can say.
It's gonna be a great race,
and I gotta bring some betting money too.
Yeah,
I think in any race they get, I want to get in on any side pot with Brian Davis, Turbo GT, Gold Digger, and I'm forgetting right now, Junior. I'm going to have about $2,000 to bet. Ain't nothing big. I'm going to have $2,000, and I'm ready. So I'll see y'all this weekend. I'll let y'all keep going on this call.
Thank you for your support.
All right, okay. So thank you all again, man. Shit. 734-3318, your mic is open. Team, your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hello?
Who we talking to?
I'm nobody important. No, man. I'm just a spectator, but this talk show sounds like the Young Money takeover.
Young Money!
But I thought this talk show was the
why
talk
am I,
shit.
Why
it sounded like.
Why am I?
But I thought
that's
this talk show was the talk
why,
shit.
That's why some people, what you hear and what it is are two different things. Young Money. Young Money got 6 days to either get down or lay down, baby. Yes, sir.
Hey, yes. Junior. Yes, you just better hope you don't break your car, man, because down on your ass I'm going.
Hey, Ram. You're going to have the same view from the start line, you're going to have when you go through the finish line, baby.
What do you sound like?
And listen.
Real big race going on.
What was that?
This sounds like a real big race going to kick off on the 26th.
I mean, it ain't going to be real big, but it is going to be one of the baddest ones in the Midwest, sir.
They say somebody's gonna come in to be here.
Hey, we gotta get them to speak up. We can't hear them.
Whoever you may be, put a little bit more bass in your voice, sir, so we can hear you.
They say somebody coming there to kill, fade the black.
Oh, there's gonna be a lot of assassins there now. They're going to be a lot of assassins now. By
any
no
man
means,
don't have
by,
his
by
head
no,
rolling in his trunk by 12. By 12
by,
midnight. By your head will be rolling in a Michigan car trunk.
Hey, man. How come I know this voice, man? Come here. Why are you hiding in the shadows? Come on out. I know who you are. Come on. Hey, Randy.
What's happening, man? Hey, Brandon,
you put me in the trick bag with that race car.
All the motherfuckers you locked in with that LTD, you about to put me in the trick bag. For real.
Those are street. They're street cars. I ain't locked in nothing but street cars, man.
Shit.
Or should I rephrase?
If you locked in with Skip, you locked in with the Batmobile. There ain't no motherfucking street car.
That's a street car.
That's my terminology of a street car, sir. To me, I consider that
okay.
a street car.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's all right.
Hey, we got another guy online. He just got online, and he said he got over 6 races locked in, and he said he don't have a race car. He said he got a track car, a NASCAR. And I just opened his mic up. You can go ahead and start talking.
Come on. Don't be gun-shy now. Come on in. Come on. The door wide open. Come on in.
He coming. Hey, Joe, you
got
to watch.
We got this NASCAR Young Money Squinchy. I will be going down on 2 boys. Breaking you off, paying you off, and taking your pocketbooks home. Y'all just go ahead. If you're scared, just throw them to me. You know, I'm generous. I might give it back. That's how I'm cut. You know. If you move too much, I will cut you. If you move too much, I will cut you.
Is that your new name, NASCAR Squinchy?
NASCAR Squinchy. NASCAR. They're talking about they car. They'll be parked in the stage lanes. I'm driving back around and giving it a head on ass and pulling an extra one with me. We got a street car. We gonna do it old school. We're going to put the tow ropes and pull him up the line when I'm ready to race. That's how we doing that. Going down. The first race, we'll get that deal collector. I'm going to get that race out the way. Mario, if you listen to little Tony, I know you are. I gotta knock y'all out the way first.
Hey, Mr. NASCAR, your phone breaking up, sir.
Okay. I'm coming in and out the woods. I'm gonna go on and mute. I'll get back in when I got service.
See, that's what's wrong with that NASCAR and that Nextel shit. All you do is break up, man. Come on, man.
Yo, is Young Money the only car that's on the line that's going to the race?
I mean, from what I understand, it seemed like it, because, I mean, ain't nobody else trying to come out the woodwork. But then again, you know, I respect them silent assassins. They gonna wait till they catch you at the track.
Or you can say they're scared and they ain't got shit.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that. I didn't want to offend nobody, but I'm glad y'all said. Yeah. You know what it is. Last month you had 150 guys on the phone talk about what they gonna do. The dance is this Saturday, baby. Ain't no more talking. Ain't no more. Don't nothing matter from here till Saturday. Whatever they say, don't say. Come on. You know what it is, Junior. Time is running out. That's right. That's right. God damn it. That's right. It's either get on, get down or lay down. And a lot of motherfuckers laying down right now. And you know what? And I understand that. Ain't nothing wrong with a man laying down on his stomach. I mean, shit. Ain't nothing wrong with that, you know. But
it's
up for you,
man. Hey, I disagree, man. You can't be face down, ass up out here.
Nah. I never said
man,
I would.
You should see this motherfucker
front clip
to John Doe.
Damn,
this bitch looks sweet.
I ain't got a problem with another man laying like that. You won't catch me like that though.
Why is it cut right there?
But it's cleared out. The bouncy house will be open. If I'm not mistaken, they do have a fake radio, fake internet, fake Facebook award going out. So watch yourself.
Hey, Junior, we got to get, if they not talking, we got to put them on mute. We getting so much feedback, man. You can't hear.
Well, come on. Go on open
them. If you guys ain't talking, go on mute so we can hear, fellas. Cool. Thank you.
Hey, let me
Street King.
King.
BK.
He fell asleep, man.
Man, you know I got to go on mute, man. I can't come in. I got to put the phone back up. We got a lot of people.
Hold on, man. Before you go, man, is John Doe almost coming alive, man?
Man, I want to fry this motherfucker up, but come on, Willie,
you should have had it ready to file so we could have ran somebody off for real on the talk show. Scared Junior in the mask or something, man. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
Hey.
Y'all see these twins
engage
on the compound. What he
said? Y'all want that John Doe, what size tire y'all sitting on, man?
29.
It ain't no
29, no bar?
No bar.
But shit, I mean, scare me, Randy. Come on, let's lock that G-body in. Come on.
Hey,
come on.
I can't lock
your G-body. You got to be specific with your G-body.
I told you. His name is Paco.
It might have great in the front of it. It might have great in the front of it.
His name is Paco.
Yeah. I wait. Hey, Randy said you was over there arguing with you yesterday. I think you trying to come with a photo LTD tubbed out with sheet metal intake, split dominator.
I mean.
And they got a flat hood with all that shit hanging out of it, though. Gotta watch them, Randy,
hey,
man. They trick your ass,
hey,
man. That's Chicago.
Hey. Rule number one. What is Meatball's rule number one? No snitching.
No snitching.
Ah, shit, man.
Hey,
let's open them up, man.
Hey, Randy. What's
happening,
you
man?
Know, we trying to engage that G-body now.
I know you is. But goddamn, hey, listen, Junior. If you see at any point of the day, you see that John Doe go down the track, clean down twice, back to back, come on over and see me, man.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, you come on over and holler.
If I see y'all make two clean hits back to back, I may chase you down the track. Shit.
Randy, you debuting John Doe at the racetrack? You debuting John Doe at Little Tony's race?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, I couldn't pick no better place to debut is that, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. This gonna be the All Star Weekend, gentlemen.
Well, how is that? The star ain't man.
What was that?
How is that gonna be an All Star Weekend? The star ain't there.
Who's this secret guest you guys got supposed to call in tonight?
Me, guys.
Who's he calling in?
Shit, I don't
hey,
know.
Hey, Randy.
Yeah.
Hey, hold on.
Can you bring the center section back down there?
Mm-hmm. I can't hear you.
Hey,
bring
Slouch
the center section back to try to find that spool?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Slouch.
Okay.
Who's the guy you said
hey,
kind of locked in or what the
one,
deal
let
is?
Let me open up my microphone. Hold on 1 second. 248-2758. Your mic is open.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello?
What's happening?
Hello?
Who we got
Can you hear me? Hey, how's it going? This is Mark in Detroit. But I want to know, just real quick, I've never been in that track before. Does that track... do they provide ice for the turbo cars or not? If so, how much is it?
They provide.
Anybody
they
know?
Do. Mark, this is Reg. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, they yeah. do sell ice there. And then that's one thing I could talk with Jay to provide more ice because you're going to have more turbo cars this year too. But in the past, they've always provided a lot of ice. And then also there's two stores that are less than a mile away that provides a lot of ice, but the track does provide a lot of ice. They will have ice.
They provided, and it's $4 for a 20-pound bag? Yeah, $4 for a 20-pound bag.
$4 for 20. Okay, that ain't too bad. That ain't too bad. Okay.
Oh, and listen, Mark, Mark's gonna be Mark's gonna be putting it on the ground, and he's coming with a you got F2 or F3?
F2.
He's coming, man. Bad Malibu. Bad Malibu. Bad Malibu.
Yeah,
That's Gold Digger Twin.
That's the look. That's Gold Digger Jr.
Yes, sir.
Hey, listen. You know we real jealous now, me and Street King, man. Any Malibu on the ground, man. We might have to engage. We don't like other Malibus now.
There's a bad Malibu coming out of Pontiac gonna be there too. And he gonna be looking to get down.
Bet she won't say shit to me.
I told you about all that telling everybody that they got a bad car and a bad this and bad that. I told you.
Is y'all just like that with bad Malibus or bad G bodies?
Oh, wait a minute. Hey, Slouch, what did Stutterbug say this week?
Man, Stutterbug ain't said shit, man. I've been trying to knock his head off for 3 years.
Stutterbug's still trying to say it.
Stutterbug
show up that track. He got the back tire.
Man,
fuck Stutterbug. He got the back tire. Gold Digger said that shit.
We go to the track, right?
I'm gonna make sure he gets that. I'm gonna post that on the internet tonight and see what he says.
And put Street King on that.
Street King said you got the back tire Stutterbug. Hey, Lil Cotter on the line, so Lil Cotter know how to get Stutterbug on the line. So Stutterbug, Lil Cotter, we know you're listening. Get Stutterbug on the line to call in.
Stutterbug ain't coming on this show, man. You crazy.
What? He's coming to chop y'all heads, man.
Man, Reggie.
Hey, Slouch, you got any more hands up, Slouch?
We got plenty of hands. Let me open up this one right here.
Everybody
go on mute if you ain't talking. 678-2153, your mic is open.
Hello?
Yo, what's up?
Yeah, I'm trying to see. I'm a fan of the drag race. That Cole killing live action ever gonna race each other?
We can't hear you, man. If you guys are not talking, go on mute so we can hear them.
He say, "Is Cole Killer and live action gonna ever race each other?"
Yeah,
that's what we are waiting on. It should happen. Don't know when.
Okay,
At some point during the season, they're going to have to engage. They're going to engage. But I honestly think they both have other fishes they can fry before they get to that one.
Junior.
Yes, sir.
I got a quick question now. What is your prediction between Regulator Junior and Donnie?
Oh, we. That can be real nasty. I'm gonna stay neutral on that one till I see both of them. But I'm gonna tell you this, my honest opinion. On a clean pass,
whoever leave first,
they in trouble. Whoever leave first, the other one got serious issues. On a clean pass now. So
okay.
To me, I feel they're both tit for tat. But I gotta see them both. I gotta see them.
Cause you gotta see him skin down before
That's right. Cause I mean, it's one thing to see cars on videos, and it's another thing to be on the starting line, you know. And I mean, if both cars make a clean hit, whoever moves, I mean, I honestly feel I may be wrong. Whoever moves, the other one in trouble. However they move, that's the way it's gonna end.
I think this is a longer way. No doubt.
And me, I like both cars. I like them both. I like Junior's car. I like Danier's car. They both two badass hot rods.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's gonna be one for the books there. Definitely.
That two heavy hitters of the north of the Midwest right there.
That's right. That's right. I'm gonna tell you this, that I'd love to see the top guys from up here go to an event, whether it be on the East Coast or down south. I mean, we probably have up here, realistic, we probably have a good 30 bad-ass cars and just go down there and engage. Them people will have the blues, you know. Between the mix of nitrous cars, turbo cars, and pro charger cars we got over here, oh yeah, them people have some serious problems. There's many that say that it'd be a cakewalk because, I mean, I'm keeping it real. Some people feel that we ain't doing nothing up here, but I beg to differ on that. You know, and any time you've gotten one or two of the heavy guys to go anywhere, they've always been able to get off, you know.
Yeah. So who are the heavy hitters up this way? You got a list?
Yeah. No. If I keep a list, that means I'm keeping track.
It sounds
track.
Like Young Money
is
the only heavy hitter lately.
What was that?
From this conversation, it sounds like Young Money the heavy hitter.
How you figure that?
Ain't nobody else on here representing. I mean, look at this. We've been on the phone for an hour and 10 minutes, and we ain't heard nothing else but Young Money this whole time.
Young Money, listen, man. Young Money love to call the show. Young Money love to engage and talk shit. But check it out. I'm positive there's a lot of other guys that are real quiet. You got some guys that, I mean, they love to fight. They just don't like to talk about it, you know. But I'm pretty sure Young Money gonna get. In fact, I say this across
the board.
Man,
Young Money got action.
We gonna get all the action we looking for, you know. We definitely gonna get the action we looking for.
So then, in your perspective, who's the heavy hitters in this area?
I'm not gonna name people because when you name people and leave people out, just because you know the name didn't come up, you know some people get offended by that. So I'm not gonna label. Everybody knows who's who here. You know, and the regulars,
you know, again,
the regulars,
again,
ain't no punks in the regulars.
You know what?
I understand that, but this grudge racing, right? So give a fuck about somebody's feelings. Name how you feel.
Oh, you talking to the right guy. I mean, I'm saying
Hello. On
the show's perspective, because personally, I don't give a shit who gets offended when I say something. I really don't.
Hello.
I've been like that my whole life, so. Yeah.
You know what? Right now, you know, I'll say this. I think right
Hello.
Now the boosted cars are ruling up north right now. A lot of nitrous cars are down right now. So right now the boosted cars are running the show up here.
That's to an extent, yeah. Because, I mean, we've only been able to see a couple of them. You know, but they're still
Yeah.
What's happening, Junior?
What's up?
Nothing much. Just ride or die pack.
Okay, so you stated your name. You stated your name.
So what's your point? What's your point?
Okay, that's what I want
to
know.
I'm trying to see what that Young Money Nova want to do with this ride or die Nova.
Uh-oh.
So you guys were locked in? Huh?
We thought y'all was locked in.
They ain't locked in.
Young Money don't want no parts of this Nova.
Hey, Brian.
Oh, my God.
Listen, what
I thought they were the...
What me, you, and Junior talk about on the phone the other day, man?
I wasn't on the phone. I was at work, so I was in and out of the conversation. I was in and out of the conversation. Let's lock it in now, then.
What I tell y'all I want to do with y'all?
Let's lock it in now. I'm talking about now.
Lock that red convertible, motherfucker, with you driving and me driving.
No, I'm not driving. You cowered out on the last race. You a small block. When the small block was giving you the back tire with a big block, you didn't want to do nothing.
Oh, my God. Oh, tell me it's not so.
Y'all wasn't giving me shit.
We was giving you the back tire.
Listen, lock your back
God.
Right now. Right now.
Lock in Nova to Nova.
All right, you get in the Nova and drive.
I'm not driving Nova. Let's lock in lock in the Young Money Nova, and you can put Mr. General Motors to drive that motherfucker if you want.
I'm driving. I'll drive the Nova.
Well, how much? What you want to do? What you want? Lock in 500 on the 1,000 or better?
You get in there.
I'm not driving the Nova. The owner of the car said he wants to engage with you.
Get in Batman then. Fuck it. Lock in.
You going to run me motor to motor?
No, I'm going to run you spray to spray.
Run me motor to motor, and you got the brakes. And I drive Batman car.
Goodbye, man. Goodbye.
Lock me in motor to motor, and you got the brakes.
Listen, goodbye, Pat. Spray to spray, man. Do you want to lock
you
in?
You ain't talking about nothing. My man on the phone talking about the Young Money takeover. Young Money ain't taking over nothing.
Man, hey, listen. I want to fuck one of them ride or die cars that we've been beefing with all winter. Y'all come out of nowhere with a fucking Nova, man. Race me with the red convertible or Batmobile.
We gonna run you Nova to Nova, big block to big block, head up. get your ass down.
Hey, you know what? And I'm gonna do that race, but I wanna fuck one of them ride or die cars up first.
It's a ride or die car.
Well, you get in it then and drive it.
I'm not getting in it. I just told you what I'm gonna drive. I just offered you a race. Motor to motor,
well,
head up, and you head up, motor to motor, and you got the brakes.
What is you on the phone for talking for, man?
I'm gonna shut up all the noise. I'm gonna lock you in. You drive, I drive, skip car. You got the brakes, motor to motor, track rules, and I'm gonna clear you.
Well, he just said he's straight. He only runs right.
What is wrong with
you? He don't run spray. He run motor. I just told him to run motor, and he got the clear.
He's got to lock it in.
Get off the phone, Pat, if you ain't trying to engage, man. We trying to engage on the show, man.
I'm trying to engage, too.
But he trying to run his car to win, Pat.
I'm trying to run. What you think I just gave him? I'm going to run
him
motor to motor. I'm going to run him motor to motor, head up, out the back door. And I'm going to clear him.
He's coming to win, though.
What's the difference between you running me on motor and on spray? What's the difference? You scared to spray the car?
Have I ever drove the car on spray?
I don't know.
I ain't drove the car on spray. Let me get a couple passes in. Let me get a couple passes in the car on spray, and I'm going to play to you.
Well, say that, dear. Say that,
But you don't want no parts of this Nova, though, right?
Yeah, if you drive, I want to fuck you up.
You don't want no parts of this Nova. I'm not going to drive it, man.
Hey, man, it sounds like you're talking Young Money to death.
I'm not going to drive it, Nova. No, Young Money talking me to death.
Hey, listen, I want to fuck you up. You get in that Nova and head up, spray the spray.
Nope. The owner of the car going to drive it.
Then get
how
yeah, well,
you
going to
lock somebody
else's car in?
Y'all
I don't even know
plan.
That, man. I don't got no problem with it. I got the problem with you. So whatever you get in, get your ass down.
He ain't talking about nothing.
Yeah, I thought so.
You ain't talking about nothing.
All right, y'all.
You just putting on the
hey,
front.
Hey, bring the
I
next caller
you.
In. This conversation
no,
next
caller.
About that round.
Next caller.
Young Money round one. Contender zero.
Oh, my God. Klaus, open up the light. Hey, man, We trying to get races locked in, man. If y'all coming in, man, look, y'all coming to win, man. This is the grit. We coming to win. Nobody gonna address the car, man. Come to win.
This man talking about cutting nitrous off and all that old shit, man. Get off the phone, faggot.
Next caller, man.
Don't suck in your money, dick.
All right, let me open up some more mic.
There's some clowns on the line tonight. Come on.
Number three. 4786. Your mic is open.
Does Young Money have anything getting in the show?
Hello?
Yeah.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
What up?
This Terrell. Mr. Hall, boy. Terrell, what's going on?
Terrell,
what's
happening, baby?
Terrell, what's up?
What's going on, man?
Talk to me, brother.
What's happening?
Listening on the show. We had a good event yesterday at Biz Race.
Okay.
How'd it go for you?
Pretty good, man. Brought the car first time. Locked in with Tony Bynes, 8th Mile. Gave him the back tire. We had a problem with the tree.
Okay.
Grad trans brake rolled through the beams. They got the wind light.
Oh, okay. Which car did you run?
They got a blue fiberglass S10.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So you was in the Regal? Nah, I was in my car.
Oh. The Hawk.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, so the Hawk got oil pressure, baby.
Oh, yeah, it was the first time I ran a car, man. I made one shakedown pass, and I locked in with them, you know. They gave me the back tire to the 8th. I got my trans brake, the car, like, jerked forward. So then I cut on loose. It hit the green light, came on. I cut on loose out through there. They sat there, so I rolled through the beams. They got the win. So they'll be back up here at a Milan, I think, coming up in August. I'm going to run it back.
Oh, okay, then. You going to be ready
otherwise,
to engage
it was a good event,
weekend?
Though. What'd you say?
You going to be ready to engage this weekend?
Yeah. I'll definitely be this weekend.
Definitely.
Otherwise, besides all that, the car's doing good, so I'll be up there, Martin.
That's what's up.
Thank
y'all,
you for your support.
Y'all heard. Eastside Stranglers, baby.
Hey, South, open up DMX Mike, man. He got something to say.
What's his number? 313-5817.
5817, yep.
Man, why
DMX?
Y'all playing so much, man? Y'all know I was on there, man.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How everybody doing on this good Sunday night?
What's up?
And it's beautiful. It's beautiful. What's happening next?
You got it, man. I can't call it. Just out here working right now, trying to get these chips together.
There you go.
What's up with you and SBO, man? People want to know.
Hey, man. We go on to check the car Wednesday. After that, SGO get his ass down.
That's what's up.
You know, so, you know, it is what it is, man. SGO, he run pretty good. But I get this other tune put in, and his ass is going down like everybody else talking shit.
Somebody get that man in the day. That man needed Ridley.
You know, everybody's telling me don't race SBO. A lot of people telling me don't race SBO right now because it's going to suck. I said it's already fucked up.
Ridley.
What time are you guys supposed to race by, X?
You know what, Brian? We ain't even set no time. We just talked that night, and I ain't talked back to him yet. I don't know yet.
Don't do it, Ed.
Hey, man, you can't hide in the bushes all your life, man. I've got me a new lawnmower and some new edges, and I'm ready to use them.
Oh, do it, man.
Well, I truly believe to be the best, you got to beat the best, so.
Beat the best.
That's right.
You know.
All right, let me open up this mic right here. Hold on one second. On mute if you ain't talking, y'all. Then y'all can unmute. 773. 4015. Your mic is open.
Hey, I got something to do, man. Ain't nobody but freak. On the chain racing. I was just listening.
Okay. Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
All right. I'll be there the weekend and see what's going on.
That's what's up, man. We appreciate your support, brother.
All right. How you doing, Junior?
Shit, it's slow, baby. It's Sunday. Clock's ticking.
Yeah, I know.
By the time I hang the phone up, it should be Wednesday, so we ready to go.
I heard that. Well, we'll see.
Make sure you bring your rubber boots. It's gonna be nasty out there, boy.
I'm gonna be right there and be trying to be just as nasty as the rest of you.
There you go. That's what's up. That's what's up.
I'm gonna be engaging.
Hey, it'll be something there for you to like, brother.
Okay, well, I'm gonna do that then.
Hey, preacher boy, it's gonna be like whistling. Just walk down the lane and see what flavor you like and pick one.
Everybody wants flavors, man.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, Junior, what time you and the gay goat supposed to race?
We trying to get that off as early as possible.
Your phone on mute if you're not talking, please. What'd you say, Junior?
Yeah.
We trying to get that off as early as possible. I don't believe in that. Let's wait till 8, 9, 10 o'clock shit. That's a waste of time. You know, we have multiple races locked in, and we trying to get them off as quickly as possible.
Who you locked in with, Junior?
I got the Great Goats. I got the Great Goats with the LTD. I got a Squinchy with the Mustang. We got the Batmobile and Randy with the Nova, with the LTD. And we still trying to get one more race for the Mustang. You know, I tried, yes.
You going to need a new set of splits when this race over.
What was that?
You going to need a new set of splits. Man,
these slow cars don't eat up tires like that, man. That's for y'all fast motherfuckers. Y'all the ones that go six passes need a new set of tires.
Hey, Junior, I'm a spectator. No, I can't say I'm fast at all.
Hey, Kimo, we may go half the season with the same tires on this shit.
Hey, Junior.
Yes,
hey.
Sir?
Yeah, we got locked in. We got the Ride or Die Nova racing Salinas Motorsport head up track rules, spray the turbo off the trailer.
Okay.
One hour after the track, after the lanes open.
That's right.
Ride or Die, the Red Vert racing Straight Shot Performance, White Devil. They're giving us the break to the eighth.
How did that happen? I thought Straight Shot and Ride or Die are in cahoots.
Hey, Kimo, grudge racing is grudge racing.
Okay, yeah,
I like your style. Hell yeah, I like that.
Yeah, and we got the Batmobile with your LTD. Head Up, Track Rules, 8 Mile. We got the Batmobile and GQ. They got two races. They're going to run Head Up, Motor to Motor, and then they're going to come right back and run Head Up, Track Rules, 8 Mile, Spray to Spray.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Good action. Good action.
And I think the Batmobile supposed to be doing something with Boost 12 with Vito.
Hold on. Y'all gonna run Boost 12 with the Batmobile?
No,
yeah, it's Vito, not Boost 12.
With Vito's car. Okay. Oh yeah, that's some good action there. Hell yeah.
And
we trying to get a hold of Randy, but he in the bushes right now. He want to change drivers and all this other shit. You got three cars gonna sit on the pound
for him. I ain't hard to find. I'm right here, baby. I'm right here.
I know you listening. I mean, we got the Batmobile for you. We got the Nova for you and the Vert. All Head Up action.
All right.
You don't want none of them.
Can I get that race you was talking about? You was gonna give me then. You gonna run on horsepower and let me spray, but you driving.
How about me and you run Head Up and I gotta clear you with my car. Let's quit playing.
We was locked in already, Skip. Like see you.
That was for Miley, man. This is a different thing. What is the problem? So are you just saying you scared of the car you can't run with? Which is it?
No, it ain't about nothing. I just want you to do me right. Do right by me, man. That's all.
Do right by you.
Hey, this ain't
you
no motherfucking
wig. Hell no, man. We
was like, no motherfucking wig. I want you to do right by me.
Hey, Randy, stupid ignorant
son of a bitch, dumb bastard.
Hey,
Jesus
Randy,
Christ, I've met some dumb bastards in my time, but you outdo them all. Get over there.
Hey, Randy,
you need to
mute your mic after that, Randy. Come on, man.
Hey, Julie, I just want a man to do what they say they're going to do, man. That's all. If you promise, I'm going to expect you to stand up and do what you say you're going to do, man.
Yes, sir. Yes,
you know,
sir.
We was locked in at Milan for that race, and we'll do it at Milan. But for Martin, let's do this. I'm gonna clear you at Milan. All right, Martin. Now, what's the problem?
Damn bully, man.
Fuck it, man. I'm gonna run your head up, let Pine drive, man. Fuck.
No, I'm gonna run you right off the trailer, and spray to spray, 8 Mile, and I gotta clear you. That's 8 Mile. That's in your court. You got a big block, too? What you scared of, this little street car?
I'm washed up, brother. Get it over with, man.
I'm washed up.
I can't eat everything, man. God damn, man. I'm trying to.
I just gave you something. You didn't give me nothing. I just gave you the clear. You didn't give me shit.
Yeah, well, give me
you
that.
Went on the big
give me the original.
Car.
Give me the original race. You were going.
I'll give you that at Milan. When we get to Milan, I'll give you that race. When we get to Milan, I'll give you that race.
We talking about this weekend, little Tony event, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
Man. You know, we trying to go, man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, if you're trying to go, I'm giving you room, man. What's the problem? Don't switch my drivers like Red say. Come to win. We coming to win.
Bye, Skip.
I knew you. Just
hey,
so you scared.
Hey, young money. I'm gonna dedicate this record to y'all.
Hey, come on.
Hey, Junior.
Hey, Junior, I met some dumb bastards in my time, but you outdo them all. Get over there. Hey, Junior, we might have one more race I didn't mention. It's up in the air now. Ride or Die's Silver Trans Am. Ride or Die Silver Trans Am race, Bad Company's Selena's, Mo.
Bad Company Mo with the Celine Mustang. We might get that out the way too.
That's that 12 or 13 Mustang?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, we got over 26 races locked in.
Well,
hey,
I look at it like this: if we can get half of these races off, we did good. We definitely.
If we got an express, hey Junior, but I thought you said we had a express lane.
No doubt. I mean, listen. The express lane is there now. Whether you get in the lane, that's a different story. Okay, one thing for sure, these races, if they do not get off, it isn't because they ain't a lane open for them to do it.
Yeah, priority, you know? Grudge racing is priority that day, so if it's your fault if you wait till 9 o'clock at night to run. The track going to be on keel at 11.
That's correct. If you do not get your race off, you need to go see the wizard because you lack a heart, a brain, and courage.
Hey, Slump.
I forgot to say, Lil Bro going to be there, right? We got to get that off with Young Money, Lil Bro, right? That car going to be there.
Yeah, he's going to be that. He's going to be that.
Yeah, that's going to be priority for me.
Is the 901?
Oh, yeah. We like that skit.
Your mic is mumbling. Yeah.
Hey, Junior, and the Batmobile,
yeah.
and Little Bro.
Little Bro, which is Little Bro?
Young Money, that little green Mustang they got.
Oh, okay.
Hold on, pal. We got five people hands up that have been on them, have their hands up
come on,
ever since
come on,
the show.
Come on,
we
bring them in. Bring them in,
spouse. Call it in.
Mute your mic if you ain't talking, man. It's a lot of background. It helps us out so much. Thank you. 313-619,
your mic is open.
He's back.
All righty. 773-3625, your mic is open.
What's going on with you playboys up in Detroit? Motor City Mafia, Clocks Off. What you guys up to, man? Y'all hear you guys around here talking about this upcoming event, this baby boy, man. I was just slow motion, Joey. I was just trying to support the show, man, and try to see what's going on. I'm kind of stuck right now. I've been eating lobster tails and crab legs and shrimp. So I'm kind of
large, baby.
Well, just eating good. That's all it's called.
There you go.
I was trying to find out if any of them guys from the South called to try to support the North. I'm going to put it out. I need to put it out. It's on my mind, man. It's on my mind.
Well,
I'm going to
tell you.
No.
On my behalf, we do have cars that are coming up from the South, which their support has been there from day one. They will be in the house. I've had numerous other people get in touch, which they are coming up, and they really don't want nobody to know because they're gonna cut people's the way they call it. They coming to cut throats. They ain't trying to give nobody an opportunity, you know.
So who is some of the people that's coming?
They asked us to make them remain anonymous because they don't want people to know they're coming up. But we do have, I mean, obviously Cold Killer is coming up, lottery ticket is coming up, and they're bringing two more cars from the South. We can say that about those four cars coming up, but there's a couple other cars.
Does anybody know
Jolly
Rancher coming?
Whoever's coming, I have my pom-pom cheer on every race is coming up. I'm a spectator, professional one at that, bro.
I mean, you know what they say, spectator always got the best seat in the house. But for your question, no, there hasn't
been any calls. And the way I look at it, it's like this. Ain't nothing going to stop us from doing what we do up here. I truly believe in this. If you don't call me, it's because you don't want to speak to me. So I ain't got a problem with that. You know.
That's the reason I asked the question, brother. I wasn't trying to intrude on y'all.
Oh, no, no, no.
Topic.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
I was just trying to see, you know, you got so many people that try to put so much emphasis on bullshit.
That's correct.
You understand what I'm saying? Instead of just drag race. You say you're going to have an express lane. You have an express lane at that event. Get your
That's
ass
correct.
Down and stop talking on the damn phone and talking about what you're going to do and lock in and all. When you get your ass on the track and you see a person that you want to race or you're locked in with, race them people, man. Win or lose, guess what, man? It's a race, man.
That's right. That's right. Hey, baby boy, I'm going to tell you this.
Great point, baby
boy. I may not know the faces, but I definitely know the voices, and I'm going to be the first one to put somebody on blast. If you've been on any of these shows talking about what you're going to do and how you're going to do it, now, I understand, you know, people have issues with their cars. You know, some people, their cars, they ran out of time. I understand that. But if you're there and you done made, like Randy said, you done made two clean back-to-back good hits, and you still ain't trying to engage, oh, yeah, we going to put the camera on you. Definitely.
And you know what? I'm gonna say one more thing, and I'm going to go on mute. When guys, you got so many stipulations in grudge racing now because we go to the track. A lot of guys go to the track now. When you went to the street, you pull that son of a bitch off the trail, and guess what you did? You made a nice burnout, and guess what you did? Let the fucking brake go.
Right.
Let the brake go, man.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you this.
Hey, everybody don't want to let the brake go.
That's correct. I'm going to tell you this. I done discussed races with about seven different people, and any one of them can attest to it. It took us all of maybe 3 minutes to lock in a race, man. You don't need all that bullshit. If I'm talking to you, it's because I feel I can get away from you. If I ain't speaking to you, it's because I don't want that trouble. It's that simple, you know? It don't take, a lot of times it don't take all this other unnecessary shit. I understand. We all trying to get the upper hand. You always want to have the upper hand, but sometimes you don't need the upper hand. You know, if I feel you a fish, I ain't trying to let you jump out that skillet. I'm a comic. Yes, sir. Yes. Okay. That's what you want to do. No problem. I want you, you know, but either way, baby boy, don't get me wrong. Whether the support is there or not from the surrounding states, the surrounding countries, it ain't going to stop what we do up here, you know?
We still going to get down.
Yeah.
Well, I understood what you said as far as what you said and what you meant.
Hey, regulator, young man.
It's more guys from the north traveling than the guys from the south. They act like they scared to come up here and indulge. And we're going to support our own because we got a big market for drag racing. Okay? We got a lot of guys in the north.
What up, black boys ain't coming unless you're getting paid.
Well, I mean, I truly believe in this. You want to get paid, come on up here. You better whoop somebody. That's my opinion on it.
I'm saying them Southern boys ain't coming unless somebody's paying them to come. And guess what? I knew exactly what you were saying.
That's the bullshit about it. Because I can come to your place and support you.
Hey, Junior, Brian Davis still on here?
You know what? I'm not able to look at the board.
Yeah, I'm on here.
With regards to that, I mean, I truly believe in this. You want to get paid? You got to come up here and whoop somebody. I mean, other than if I were to see you broke down on the expressway and you needed a gallon of gas or something, I ain't got a problem with that. But for me to pay another man to come do what he do regardless, oh no, let me use this term. It's not in the budget, sir. That's not in the budget, sir.
Exactly. Hey, Junior, let me cut off for a minute. Hey, Mr. Davis, who all you got locked in?
I have Chemo, but he had an issue, obviously. I got Straight Shot Performance, and
you got races locked in for Friday and Saturday, right?
Well, Saturday I had that, and then I got that Mayhem guy, or Motown guy. And then Friday, I'm supposed to, if Rube still breaks, it's supposed to run Rube's off the trailer Friday.
And Saturday,
I'm supposed to run Rube's on Friday off the trailer.
Oh, shit. I thought that was Johnny Quick, or is that also another one off
that's,
the trailer?
That's Saturday.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
So who raises Johnny Quick, you is or Rube?
What's that?
You racing Johnny Quick Saturday too, or Rube, or you racing?
I'm racing Rube's Friday off the trailer. Johnny Quick and Rube's are racing off the trailer Saturday. If I get in the shootout and Johnny gets in the shootout, me and Johnny are racing each other first round.
Yeah, that's a gorilla nut there, boy.
And
that's
you racing Straight Shot Saturday too, right?
I'm racing Straight Shot on Saturday as well, run by six.
Straight Shot. That would be the Blazer?
Frankenstein, the Blazer, Turbo Blazer.
Okay.
Hey, can I ask a question, y'all?
Yes, sir.
Hey, listen, they said my brother can't be in the shootout because he had his ET posted before. How long
ago did he have it posted?
About a month, maybe.
No, sir.
He can't be.
You know, don't get me wrong. It ain't to discriminate against nobody, but you have. I mean, I'm gonna say this for myself. As a grudge racer, you can guesstimate where a person's at. The last thing I want, whether I beat them by an inch, or I beat him by a foot, or he beats me by an inch or a foot, I don't want nobody sitting next to me that's posted a time. Now, the understanding was that if you hadn't posted a time within the last year, then it's no problem. Come on into the shootout. Why? Everybody changes. Everybody steps up, sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse. But if you posted your time a month ago, no. Can't do that, buddy.
Okay.
It's not discriminating. It's just the fact that, you know, as grudge racers, that ticket is that's sacred, man, you know. And again, we can all guesstimate where, you know, you got some guys out there that are really sharp at guesstimating where other people are at. And again, it's a guesstimation, so it doesn't mean nothing. But when you have a number that can verify, no, hell no. No, we can't do that, partner.
Well, that's been put up since you guys been putting this event on. It's constantly said no class,
you know,
cars. You guys have been constantly saying that.
Yeah. You know, but, I mean, they're more than welcome to come. I mean, and if they got...
Yeah, I don't mean people won't register.
That might want to engage. You know, I'm pretty sure we're gonna have some class cars. There's gonna be some cars that posted times that they ain't got a problem engaging with each other, which is cool. That's fine and dandy. But with regards to the shootout, no sir.
Junior, I gotta open up these mics.
Yeah.
Yeah. Panetta and Rubes locked in for Saturday? Panetta and Rubes locked in too? I don't think I heard you guys say that.
Yes, sir.
Johnny Quick and Panetta locked in too?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey,
no,
let me open up some of these. Let me open up some of these mics. I got
some
these mics up.
You saying hello? We can hear you. Who's this?
It's Panetta. What's up, guys?
What's up, Panetta?
What's going on, fellas?
Panetta, who you locked in with?
Just Rubes right now.
You guys set a time?
No, because I knew he wanted, he had that off-foot trailer pass, and
right.
I don't know about the shootout and shit, and I'd rather race later in the night anyway, so.
Right. So y'all racing Friday or Saturday?
No, Saturday. I ain't racing nobody Friday. We're shaking the car now Friday.
Hey, Panetta, which car is this?
Dirty Brown.
Oh, okay.
Dirty Brown versus Roots.
Is that the car
that... Heads up 8 miles.
Is that the car you had wrecked down south?
No, we never wrecked. You're thinking of Dirty. You're thinking of Matt Foster, Dirty Junior.
That's Dirty Junior.
Yeah.
Oh,
Dirty
okay.
Brown. It's got black doors and black front.
Black doors, black hood, black everything.
The car shit brown.
Yeah, ugly shit. So. But I did get a phone call hearing that the Hawk wanted to lock in with me. I don't know if Charles is on the phone or not.
The Hawk on the phone?
Yeah, he was trying to get me locked in for Donnie's race, but I'm gonna be out of town that weekend. I can't make it. But I don't know if they're bringing a car for this weekend or not.
Somebody open up the Hawk mic.
Donnie's race gonna be at.
What's
Texas?
Cadova,
I think.
What's
Cadova?
Indiana?
No,
Texas.
That's Iowa, bro. It's right next to Rocker. It's not too far from Rocker, man. Him and Drag got a show right next to each other. Donnie got a race from Friday, he got tested cool Friday, and the event on Saturday, and Drag and the rest of the guys, and they're going to go over to Danier's race that Saturday, and Drag got a race that Friday at Byron in Rockford, Illinois.
The Hulk will be on the premises this weekend, Mike.
All right. We'll work something out when we get there.
Terrell on the phone right now, Mike. He's on the phone, right. Mike.
All right. What's up?
Hello? Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
What's going on?
Hello. What's going on, man?
What's happening?
Yeah, I got a phone call that said you were trying to lock me in for Donnie's race.
Who is this?
Dirty Brown.
No, Donnie called me up and tried to see if we could do something on this race. So he was
supposed
to be back with
me. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not gonna make Donnie's race. I'm gonna be out of town for work. But if you're gonna be there this weekend, if everything goes well, we probably try you out this weekend for sure.
Yeah. If everything goes well, yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk at the track because I got Ruben Saturday, and after we get through him, or you know, before him, whatever, depends on what time they want to run. You know, I got all day to do something else. So.
Okay.
Cool, man.
All right. Brother, let me open up some of these mics. I got a lot of people hands up.
Yeah.
313-4685, your mic is open. Four seven eight nine zero nine two. Your mic is open.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing much. This is Bobby Wildchild from down here, US 19 Dragway.
Oh, man.
Albany, Georgia. Have y'all ever heard of that place before?
Oh, yeah.
Well, looky here. I've been listening to the show, but it seems like y'all got some stuff boiling up there. As I heard my man say, we don't let that fish get away. Don't seem like y'all going to let that fish get away neither. But look at here. I want to tell you what I got going on, and I'm not going to hold you up that long. On August the 16th, down here, U.S. 19 Dragway in Albany, Georgia, I'll be there 2 years. I've been there 2 years. You know, if nobody's going to run me off between now and then. I want to invite all of y'all to come down and to, you know, break bread with me for that weekend if you can. August the 16th. I talked to little Tony. Little Tony said he will be in the house. How he said that Hit City Mafia going to be in the house. And so, I mean, we got
That's a lot of guys
talking. Okay. He told me, to get on the show and let them know that we are coming. So we got Cold Killer, we got Tight Man, we got Baller, we got Mr. Fire Speed, we got Mississippi Joe coming, we got Larry T coming, Short Dog, William Brown, Doug Hines, I mean, it's a bunch of them. Chop Top M, they were talking about coming. Talk to Rock, he's going to get back with me, let me know he was thinking about coming. But we just asked everybody to come on and help me celebrate my 2-year anniversary. That's, you know, if you don't bring a car, man, just come on down and help me out. We're going that Friday night, we're going to do, meet and greet. And then that Saturday, we do have a small block race. And then also we got a 470 race, and then we got a 28-29 race. So I'm doing three races that day, and I'm doing a bracket race. So, you know, that's just to keep a little something on the track, you know, so everybody can go to the bathroom and go to the concession stand for the bracket race. But, you know, everybody.
Where you say that race at, cuz?
That is in Albany, Georgia.
What's that? What is that off of?
Do you know what Macon? I know probably some of y'all have been to Macon Drag Strip, right?
Oh, yeah, I know that. Right around
the corner
from my mama's
house. Yeah, I'm about an hour and a half from Macon Drag Strip. You keep straight down 75 to exit 99, you're going to get on Highway 300, run about 40 miles, you'll be in Albany, Georgia. And when you get to Albany, Georgia,
I know where you're at.
Okay.
For those that don't know Bobby Wildchild, his races, his facility, he got it together there. Grudge racer friendly from the moment you pull up to the driveway. You know, if anybody's open on their schedule and you can show them some support, come on, make it down, man. You know?
Hey, Bob, can you, we definitely appreciate the support and everything, and we definitely going to, I'm sure people going to do that too. We also need your support up here. You know, we need you to scream and holler that we got a good facility and a good shootout, and we got some good stuff up here too. So we'll come down and support, but we need you guys to come and support us too up here, because we put on a really good event, and we hope that we can, you know, you can return the favor to us too, because we throw some really quality events up here, and we got some really, really good cars up here. So yeah, we're supported, and we want you to scream and holler for us down there too to support us up this way.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Motor City Mafia will be at Bobby Wildchild's race. Definitely. Definitely be down there.
And I would like to say, I know what you're saying, man. I want, you know, because like I said before, I, you know, started managing the facility, man. You know, I used to move around like I wanted to, you know. But, you know, hey, but when you start managing the facility, you know, just my thing is trying to get people in place.
No. Yeah, we get – I'm cool with that. I understand. I'm just saying if you could just, you know, let people know we got a good race up there, you know, on your show and – so we then know that we putting on a good thing up here too.
Well, I want to
support
it. We got you trying to leave me down here in Georgia. Hell, I wants to come because, like I said, I'm putting my car back together. So you know, I got to talk sportsman. So I will be, you know, I'm putting it back. So you know, I had the goat. You know, first start Joe named it the Billy Goat, the Bobby Billy Goat, but it won't be no Billy Goat. It'll be a Camaro this time when he come back. So, you know, I want to put it on the road. And I like to travel, come on up, you know, go to different facilities, meet different people, you know, break bread, fellowship with guys. So I like the road. But, you know, meantime,
pretty well getting people in place where I can about lead the facility now. You know, after 2 years, you know, you gotta crack a couple of them across the head and let them know that you ain't gonna stand for this and you ain't gonna stand for that. So, you know, cause you know, it's just like this. You know, when as they say, when the cat is not out, the mouse will come out and play. So, you know, if I'm not there, you have a few of them wanna, you know, try to do some shit that they ain't supposed to be doing, and then I have to come in and bust them over the head. You know, I hate to be that way, but I'm just yeah.
You got to tend to the house. You got to tend to it.
Yeah, I tend to the house. But I love moving around and traveling. Like I say, you know, I can get some of the guys, man, and, hey, these guys, like I say, once again, I've done a lot of traveling, but, you know, a lot of them hadn't. But I'm getting them where they can, you know, hey, man, come on. Let's drive. Let's get away for a minute. You know, let's go see how the other guys do these things. And when I've done that, you know, kind of catching on pretty good. But, you know, when I hurt my car, you know, then they kind of like went in that coma. So I got to get the car back out, which hopefully by the end of the year it'll be back out. And I got a few answers I got to get, you know, before I got a few answers I got to attend to. But anyway, August 16th, I'll be looking for y'all.
Appreciate that, Bobby. Appreciate you coming on, brother.
Hey, man, thank you very much. I'm going on mute.
Thank you.
All righty, 224-686, your mic is open.
What's up, fellas? Just supporting the show, man. Like what I'm hearing. You know what I'm saying? You guys got it together. That's all I'm talking about. That's how we got to do it. Just supporting the show, man.
Appreciate you calling in. Who are we speaking to?
Ooh, Criminal, man. I'm on all the shows, man. I've been coming up that way. I'm going to try to be out there this weekend and be home. I travel over the road, so in the truck, so hopefully I'll be back. I missed yesterday's race up to 41. I wanted to listen and see if anybody went up there or heard some stuff, but I plan on being out in Martin this weekend.
Okay. That sounds good. I think Terrell was up there. Terrell can give us a fill-in on it.
Yeah.
But we appreciate your support, brother.
Without a doubt, man. That's clocked off. That's what we're doing. That's up north, you know?
That's what's up. Not that you mentioned that. Clocks off. Has the biggest video library.
Somebody got some background noise.
You know what? That's me. I'm gonna mute my mic. I apologize for that. Hey, Slouch, go ahead, work it through, brother.
Yeah, I was just saying, man. That's what we need up here, man. You know, our own group. Not that we can't support everybody else, but these last couple of years, last 5-6 years, man. That's all we've been doing, supporting. You know what I'm saying? Getting off of what they're doing in the South. You know what I'm saying? And we, you know, finally getting our stuff together up here so we can do the same thing. Not like we can't still, you know, like what they do down there, but, you know what I'm saying, let's promote what we do up here too, because there's a lot. I mean, we don't even talk about the brothers from Ohio. You know what I'm saying? When you talk about the brothers from Michigan, Ohio is in our area. Brothers in Iowa, that's in our area, you know what I'm saying? Down this way, so I'm going to definitely try to hit that up too. One of the two, I'm going to try to be either out there in Martin or I'm going to be up there, one of the two.
Yeah, them brothers from Ohio, Pennsylvania, Iowa, Wisconsin, we are all a part of the Midwest, and you can't be heard if you don't speak up. You know, guys that are listening, hit that one button. It don't matter where you from, hit that one button, man. Show, you know, tell us who you are and stand up for where you are, you know. But we appreciate you calling in, brother. And hopefully we can see you at Martin. And, man, walk up. As for the guys here, for the most part, you know, we sound tough on the phone, but, I mean, just come on up, man. You know, introduce yourself, shake some hands, and you're going to see we a decent group of guys up here, man. Now, it's different once we pass the water box. Then it's all out war, but prior to that? Oh yeah, oh yeah. We got decent family up here, man.
Well, that's how it's supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? That's how it's supposed to be. Not supposed to have no conflict. You know what I'm saying? Unless you get past the water box, that's it. You know, you
that's
can't
right. That's
you
right.
We come up there with
that's
cars.
Right.
We ain't come up there with fists and guns and all that stuff. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
That's
that
right.
ain't necessary. It's a grudge racing. It's a grudge fighting.
Once you pass that water box, it's all out war. You know.
There you go.
Till you hit that turnaround, then you know you're in the safe zone again.
That's right. Well, y'all keep it up, man, because that's what we need, man. I'm going to be supporting the show all the time. That's the show. This way, we definitely supporting. Like I said, I'm just waiting. I'm going through a little bit right now. I'm supposed to have my car out this year, man. You know, I just ain't been able to do what I wanted to do for other reasons. But that's going to pass, and then we'll be able to get
that's
back
right.
on track.
That's right. Well, hopefully the next time, you know, you in there engaging with us, brother.
Oh, for sure. That's what I built this car for, just engage. I like what I saw 6 years ago, you know what I'm saying, grudge racing. I've been around racing, but I just decided, I said, you know what, I like it. Let me just build me a car. Let's see what happens.
That's what's
here's
up,
what
man.
It is. You know,
yep.
There's a class for me. There's a class for me in the phone, Greg, so we'll see what's up.
Well, that's the one thing with grudge racing. There's a flavor there for everybody. It don't matter how fast or how slow you are. You're going to find what you're looking for, definitely.
All right, Junior.
Background. Yeah, if you can mute.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Appreciate your call. You got some more slots? You can open them up.
Whole bunch still waiting.
Come on with
get
it.
Them, get on. Them on. Slots. Open it up. 773-3810. Your mic is open.
Going on. What's going on, Dream, y'all? It's Three Love.
Three Love. What's
three
happening,
love.
Baby?
What happened?
What up, Three Love?
Step down south, chilling at my family reunion. You'll be home tomorrow.
That's what's up, man.
You coming up, Three Love, Saturday?
What? If the good Lord let me breathe, I'm coming.
That's right.
I got some business I need to take care of down there.
Who you got business with?
With those big mouth ass Brian Day will run Leon car.
What was that now?
I want to see to do Brian Day will run Leon car.
Well, I mean, he was on the line. I don't know if that's
I'm on. I muted my mic so no one heard none. What's the word now?
Oh, okay.
We'll do Leon car, Brian Davis.
How's he fit?
He fit on a Lunch's car.
Answer the question. I ain't going to sit here and play games. What size tire? Big box, small box?
He can have a nice car,
Leon's
man.
Car.
Big box.
It's Leon's car. You know it's big box.
He got a 31
or 32. Is it a big tire and bars? I've seen pictures of it, but how is it going to come to the track? I'm not dumb.
That's how you see it on the picture. That's how you won't see it at the track.
So what size tire is it?
Hey, man, what size? What the tire got to do with this thing, man?
What the fuck do you mean? What does the tire got to do with anything? It means something when I ask, but when you guys want to lock something in, it don't matter, right?
Hey, man, you in the tire, you in the car.
Both.
Hey, Brian Day, I'm going to get you one way or another, man. You might as well stop and duck and get his ass whooped like a man. I'm going to fuck you up.
Hey, Three Lug, you should try and get me with your own damn car and stop sicking people on
me. I can't whoop to my car. I can't whoop.
Okay, so how does the car sit? I'm not saying that. I want to know what I'm racing. I told you, if it's anything in 28, I don't care. I know that car don't sit in 28. How big are the tires, and does it have wheelie bars?
Well, see, listen, man. The man got a 31 of the car with wheelie bars on. Yes, he do.
Okay, and is the tire bigger than a 29W? Yes or no? That's all I need to know.
Hey, are you listening? He's got a 31 of them. 31. Could you listen?
No, I didn't hear that. That's why I keep asking.
One.
So you got 30 ones and bars, and you want to race my 28 small block nitrous car with no bars.
Now you trying to put your deck on Pac-Man. Pac-Man ain't got shit. I got a stock printer car, 6 month cage in it. You were talking shit down in Hattiesburg. Now I got them out of range. Now you're ducking like a little bitch. Stop ducking.
When do you want to run by?
Hey, we're going to
run Friday or Saturday. Friday or Saturday.
Oh, man. We're going to run Saturday, man. And you just do what I do. We're going to run Saturday. It ain't no time.
Okay, I got a race that was locked in. Is Chemo still on the phone? Or Junior?
Yeah, what up?
Hey, obviously
Chemo
the race isn't going to happen with us, correct?
Junior.
He didn't hear you, Brian Davis.
What up?
Hey, Junior, our race obviously isn't going to happen at 4, correct?
What up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's happening?
Hey, our race isn't going to happen at 4, right, with Chemo and me?
No.
Okay, I just heard from someone saying that you guys might have had the stuff in another car, and I wasn't going to assume. The only reason why I'm asking is because now I'm going to lock in Leon's car. Is it that convertible Camaro, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, lock in 5 and 15, run by 4 o'clock.
I want
lane choice since you guys got the big-ass tires in the bars.
Check up. This is me.
What?
Leon had 2 races locked in. He locked in with the boy from Grind and Pound, and he locked in with Voss. So when he gets those 2 races, we're going to run you.
No. You call my name out. We're locking in and we're making the time. I don't play the let's talk and we'll race at some point. If you lock in with me, we're locking in the time.
Why would you
put that
show?
Time on? You were making for the time on it, motherfucker.
Why are you calling my name out if you ain't ready to lock in the time? Isn't that what a lock-in is?
I'm not
going to
put no time on it. I'm not going to put no time on it.
Locked in by 4 o'clock, 5-1-15. Put the biggest motherfucking tires on there, the longest willy bars you can put. Lock it in. Unless your next word is lock in, you need to shut the fuck up.
Hey, man. I'm not taking no little cop, nigga. I'm not going to no change no little cop, bitch. Change your mother ties, bitch.
Do you want to lock in, sir? Lock in.
I'm not
going to
lock in that shit, motherfucker.
Exactly. Here we go. Same old fucking motherfucking three-lug.
Hey, man. Come on over there, phone talking shit. That fuck three-lug mama pussy, bitch. That's your opinion, motherfucker.
Okay, well, then what were you planning on doing, Freelug? What happened?
Hey,
what
man,
was going
just,
on in your mind?
Hey, man, I just told you, we got 2 A's locked in with Leon Cotton, man.
Hey,
we're running them 2 balls, but
we're
not
explain this to you. Let me explain
up,
this. If you've got races locked in already, you don't need to get on here and bring my name up saying you're trying to race me.
Fuck
if
you.
If you're
going to
here and race me, I got other races locked in. That don't matter. If your other races are set by the time, then you're open and willing. You can ready to run me. If you have a race locked in to run by 3:30, I can understand you. But since your races don't have a time set, lock me the fucking for 4 o'clock, and I will fuck you up.
Damn.
Checkmate.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Junior. Hey, Junior, play that song again for 3 looks.
What was that?
Hello?
Play that song again for 3 looks.
I ain't got control of it. Slouch, can you play some music for me?
Don't drop that thump-a-thump.
No.
Don't
I need Chemo on here singing that. I like it when Chemo does it.
Yeah. I'm on the radio show. I'm on the radio show. What kind of race is locked in? You got to challenge your races tomorrow. I mean, Saturday.
No.
What?
Okay, Brian Davis.
Run me Friday.
Hey,
nah,
Brian Davis. Brian Davis, a punk ass.
He's going to race a 31-inch tire with fucking wheelie bars. I'm fucking 28.
Hey, what?
I ain't never heard someone back up so fast in my life.
You guys got cars.
Y'all want to teach them how to run on their cars. That's what I got on my card.
I didn't tell you. I didn't ask you.
Hold on, y'all.
No, no, no. I didn't tell you to take nothing off your car, and I didn't ask for anything. Not one time. I asked what you were bringing because I know people can change their cars. I want to know what you're bringing, so when you bring that car better have what you say on it. That's it. I didn't ask for anything. I didn't ask for no room, and I didn't tell you how to sit. You told me how to sit, and that's how you got to sit.
Leon, he said you got 31 with bars. He said he'll lock in 5:15, race by 4 o'clock. He didn't tell you to take nothing off your car.
That man asks how you sit, don't mean he has to undress you. You guys get that
Leon, hold on. Who does speak for Brian Day? Brian Day is a grown ass man. What you shut the fuck up?
Hey, one thing for sure, I don't need anyone to say, man made it perfectly fucking clear. How much clearer does it get?
Hold on, man.
I could give a fuck what either one of you do, but goddamn it, don't get no more simpler.
Check it out, man.
I know, Junior.
Hold on a second. Hey, hold on a second, man. Hold on. Listen, if y'all going to lock in the race, lock in the race. Let's leave all the other unnecessary
shit.
You guys already said if you're going to lock the race in, you're going to lock the race in or not. If you are, put the particulars on the table and cut all the bullshit out.
Hey, Jay, I'm not locking in on 4 o'clock, man. I'm not locking in on no time.
Okay,
hey, Junior,
let's leave it alone
I'm going to say this, Junior. First of all, I'm not going to lock no more races in because I got 2 races locked in.
Why are you talking about it?
Y'all called me, I'm sitting out with my friends, so that's all. Ain't no one coming. My name got brought up, I was on mute. Ain't nobody come to you. You guys are the only people I know
who get on here and want to lock someone in, and then I tell you to lock in, and then now you say no. You got too many races that day.
Hey, Phila, I ain't trying to hear that bullshit he talking about because I got 2 races locked in. What the fuck, I'm going to lock another race in for running 4 o'clock?
You guys asked to lock it in, not me. You guys did.
Leon, somebody called in to lock your car in. He didn't call you. He didn't call you out.
I called Brian Davis out.
Okay, look, we'll clear all that.
This is how we do this. I got 2 races locked in already. You know what I'm saying? Let me get my 2 races off. If I ain't heard nothing, I ain't broke nothing. Brian Davis, get your ass down. You know, but don't tell y'all been knowing me. I've been had a 6-bag come out with 33s on it. Now, that's what I come with. That's how I'm dressed.
And you know
and
I'm
fine.
I didn't say take nothing off.
And I ain't like no races in with nobody else until I be 2 races
You got 2 races locked in on Saturday, and you don't have a time to sit in either one. So why can't you set the time with me? You got two races locked in on Saturday, of which none of them you have a time set. So why can't you set a time with me? The fucking event runs till midnight. You can't race two people?
Because I don't know what time them dudes want to run. I ain't trying to wait that night. I'm going
to
try to get my race.
If they come to you and say they want to run, and you're getting ready to run me, You don't have to run them. That's the perk of you not picking a time. That's why I'm stepping the time. Don't you guys get on this radio show and call me out. And then when I reply
man,
to
I ain't
it,
got on
you
nothing,
guys
man.
All of a sudden
sitting there eating dinner with my family, man.
Hey, man, Tree Love said something
y'all.
About you, man.
I understand what you're saying, but do you understand what I'm saying? If I didn't have no races locked in, I'd come in off the trailer with him. I don't care. We ain't got waiting no 4 o'clock. But I done locked in races with people. I got to get them races off first.
You said the kind of shit I like to hear, Liam. Liam, back up. You said what I want to hear. Did you want to go off the trailer Saturday?
Hey, listen, man. I don't know.
Don't get two steps. Answer the question. Do you want to go off the trailer? You just said that. You're talking to my motherfucking king off the trailer.
I'm the king off the trailer.
What you want to do?
Hey, man, listen. If you going to listen to me, I told you. You ain't gonna do shit with that slow ass 5-0 ass car you got, boy. That weak motherfucker you got.
My pop shit.
You ain't gonna do shit with that weak ass shit you got.
Lock it in.
I'm gonna take every small box and shove up your fucking 33.
You ain't gonna do shit with your weak ass. You got a lot of money, but you're not using, boy.
Lock it in with you.
Listen to me, boy. I'm gonna tell you like this.
Listen, if 15 hundred is not enough, you tell me how much you want to run for. Pay them locked off money off. Pay them locked up money I got locked in. I'm gonna run your ass off the trailer Saturday, boy. I don't need to do shit. You just said you want to run. You want to run, right? Pay them locked off money. You want to run, right? Pay them locked off money. You want to go off the trailer? We'll go off the trailer.
You want to run by four? How are you going to be on the fucking radio show and call me out and then tell me no? Hey, Junior, where you at, Junior?
You just got your fucking bluff called. You ain't nothing but a weak
bitch. Hey, Junior, where you at, Junior?
I'm right here.
Hey, Junior, you call it how it is, Junior.
Hold on. I'm gonna tell you this. We gonna move on to the next call. Hold on, man. Junior, we gonna move on.
Listen to me. I'm gonna give it to you simple, Junior. I was out with my family, but this is what I'm gonna do, Junior. If he paid my lock up money with these two cars I'm locked in with, I will run him off the trailer, man.
You're going to have to make a pass off the trailer regardless. You ain't racing no one off the trailer, so why the fuck am I going to pay a punk out, you dumbass?
You don't know what I'm doing.
Hey, Slouch, let's move on.
Sounds to me like Leon's scared.
If I'm scared, you need to get your life then, because it sounds like y'all just going a bunch of smoke, chumps.
Leon, you don't tell me no more about that bullshit, man.
So what I say about race, it don't take this much to lock in a race, man.
Junior, open up some more hands, man. A lot of the stuff.
We got to keep the show moving, man. We only got 20 minutes left.
Slouch, open up some more hands.
Let's
all
move.
I know is I was sitting on the back for listening to somebody call my name out.
What was that?
Y'all got to be on this bullshit.
Listen to what I'm going to say. First of all, I don't suck no motherfucker's ass. That's the first thing. What I'm saying is, you know what the unnecessary stuff is? When the mothers suck my pussy, bitch, all this other. To me, that's all unnecessary shit. I don't get down like that. Hey, Junior, to lock in a race is very simple. You told Brian what you wanted to do. He told you what he wanted to do. Either one of you could have said, no, I don't want to do that. Okay, it's over with. All the other stuff to me is unnecessary.
Hey, Junior, everything you say, Okay, what you want, motherfucker, Brian Davis? There's another motherfucker back there that don't motherfucker about. Brian Davis is a grown-ass man. He can talk for his motherfucker or something, man.
Hey, and Leon's a grown-ass man. If you don't need to take that out.
And
Leon, what
you're
what you stated is between
you and Brian Davis. It needs to be discussed between you and Brian Davis. But you know what? One man can't tell another man what to do. You got some people that tend to their own business, then you have people who tend to other people's business. That falls upon you.
Hey, Junior, we got to open up some more mics, man.
Let's go. Let's roll.
Hey, man.
I mean, y'all can call each other and figure it out any way you want. I'm not going to keep burning the clock up, and it's just an argument back and forth.
Slouch, open some more mics up.
Accomplished out of it. Slouch,
open
let's
some
roll.
You got some background. You know,
yeah,
everybody, hey, if you guys are not talking, man, mute your mic.
Thank you.
Everybody, we hear all this background. We're not able to have an effective and a quality show if everybody's mic is open. If you want something to
That's
say, open back, open your mic back up, but put it on mute. Everybody go on mute. I'm on mute. Everybody go on mute.
Go ahead, Slouch.
Open some mics up, Slouch.
Thank
773-3490. Your mic is open. 773.
And we'll move to the next one, man.
Go on to the next one.
Somebody got some background noise.
Your mic is open. 414-6614.
Don't submit, hey, listen, whoever has the radio on, man, has to go on mute.
Get your phone off speaker, please.
Thank you.
Your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Junior? What's going on? Clock's off, man. Cadillac just hollering in, man, to let you know I'm on the show, man. Appreciate it.
Cadillac.
How y'all
Cadillac.
Doing? Man, letting you know Murder Mafia is going down next weekend, man. We coming in the house. Shattown going to represent. We coming to have
what's
some
up,
fun
man?
And in the game. Let everybody know, man, come on in, man. We got clocks off, man. We got T-shirts coming, man, for everybody. Junior, I'm looking forward to meeting you and Slouch and all the guys, man. Chemo,
no doubt.
I'm going to be there. So, man, I just wanted to just let y'all know I was tuning in.
Thank
you.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate your support on there, brother. And, again, Cadillac has a show. Tell them what's happening with your show, Cadillac.
My show is on Friday night. 8 o'clock, 850-1016. Then we got Uncle Larry and D on Saturday night. So you know, man,
we
on clocks off now, man. We talking about having a good time and some positive notes, you know.
There you go. For those that don't know, clocks off. Is a multimedia deal. It don't matter who you are. You can come in, post on the forum, post your videos. I guarantee you, you will not find another website that has in one spot. You ain't got to keep looking. You go on one spot from year to year and check out the video library that's there. And that's just the beginning. As of right now, I may be wrong, but there has to be at least 800 to 1,000 videos posted on one site from Grudge Racing. I mean, from year to year, you guys need to check it out. And believe one thing, all these races that are coming up, all the new races, you go in there, you're going to find them there. They trying to be the first ones posting them up. So if you can, you know, go on in the clocks off. You ain't got to pay for nothing. You ain't even got to register. If you want to register, it's cool. If not, you still got full access to everything. So, but appreciate you calling in, Joe. And
ain't no problem,
we
man.
We will see you at 131, brother.
Hey, man, I'm looking forward to it, man. Having a good time, man. That's
definitely
all I want to do. Smell some rubber, man. I ain't been out this year, man. They had a lot of things going on, man. I'm looking forward to just to being in the house with everybody fellowshipping, man.
Hey, Junior, he need to just stand at the back of the burnout box, and he's going to smell all the rubber he needs.
That's right. That's right. Oh, yeah.
Hey, real quick, a video just posted of Chucky, I mean, of Motor City Jumbo firing his car up. He just posted it. Somebody in trouble.
No, he's been quiet.
Let me
know he's going to engage. Let him get a couple runs under his belt.
Hey, Slouch, is Jumbo
engaged on
the line, Slouch?
No, he ain't on the line.
Let me open up this last mic. 312-0684. Your mic is open.
What's going on? What's going on, Slouch? What's going on, Junior? This is Larry, man. Come in. We get my support, man, and see how everybody's doing, man.
What's happening, Larry? You know it's Sunday. Clock
ticking. Just hanging in there, man. You know, coming in to pay my dues. To the Motor City Contest, to Detroit, to Quanto, you know, and to all my friends that I fellowship with.
There you go.
I want to come in and wave my hand because I say support plus support equal to fellowship, you know. So believing in that, I come in to fellowship with you all, man, each and every one of you all, as always. This thing will never change.
Hey, Larry. This time next week, we're going to be having services for some. We will be reading their obituaries on here. yes, sir. You know, I'd like to let you know and let everybody else know, you know, come on in and partake for the dearly departed because Saturday, July the 26th. Oh, yeah. It's a massacre, baby.
Hopefully, are you going to pass out any obituaries?
We'll have them posted on, you know, we can do like everybody else. We'll have them posted on Facebook. They'll be on Facebook.
Hey, regular.
I'm
I'd like to let each and every one know, Julia, that me and Mr. D's show is on Saturday nights,
yes,
8 Central Time, 9 Eastern Time. And the telephone number for us would be 347-850-1016. And we're going to be fellowshipping. We're going to be down there fellowshipping with you all and having a good time. We already contemplate on having a live show Saturday night on what's going down in Martin, Michigan. That would be for Clocks Off, Motor City Mafia, and Detroit also. You know, so, hey, y'all, I'm going to be looking forward to seeing each and every one of you all, man, come down there and have me a ball.
Come on. The track will be wide open for everybody from out of town to come.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, Slouch, you know, I already know that, Slouch. You know, I got a special chair down there. I sit in anyway.
And again, the mass whoopings ain't going to be discriminating on nobody. There's going to be plenty of ass whoopings giving out now. But
yes,
I'm hoping, Larry, and I know I'm wrong for saying this, hopefully that check is coming back to Illinois. We need a little bit of relief on this side. So
hey Junior, that check is already wrote out.
You know what? That check, every time y'all done told me that check's been written out, I've always told y'all, make sure you put either Indiana or Illinois at the bottom. And so far, I have been correct.
Well,
hey,
Junior,
not that I'll be winning the check, but hopefully somebody I know that knows somebody that knows somebody that's going to win it.
Your rabbit foot is gone this time, Junior.
I mean, you could call it a rabbit foot. I mean, some call it power management. I don't know. I mean, people got different names for it.
Hey Junior. Hold on 1 second. Junior, I just got a confirmed update. I just got it through via email. He wasn't coming, but it's confirmed that Sammy the Bull will be in the shootout.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Y'all don't know him. Don't worry about him. He'll be there. He'll be there.
Hey Junior. DMX had his hand up. He wanted to say something to Regulator Junior.
Well shit, I can't see nobody's hand up. Speak up. He said Sammy
that might
the
be
Bull.
Instead of win.
Hold on, hey DMX, you ain't gonna burn up on personal. That's personal shit, man. We ain't got but 3-4 minutes, and you wanna burn it up on personal stuff, man? Come on, man.
Dude, this ain't nothing personal, man.
Ain't nothing going on Thursday other than track prep and cleanup. Are you gonna be a part of the crew working?
Motherfucking right.
Hey, X, you know I'm bullshit. You know I'm just messing with you, bro. But
Junior, I'm finna sign off, man. I got to go to work. Larry, I'll see you there Saturday.
Man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man. I need to get your ass behind this wheel, man.
Which one? The mobile home or the Mustang?
Hey, you can drive the motorhome.
The golf cart.
Shit. Hey, let me open up before we get offline.
Yeah.
All right, folks.
I got looking up.
All right, man.
773-3490. Your mic is open. 773-3490. 414-6614. Your mic is open. 414-6614.
Hello?
Hello?
It's number one slouch.
Yeah.
Since they didn't respond, I also had Mr. D on here with me on my line. I also had him on my line. He wanted to come in and speak to you and Junior.
Hey, what's happening, guys? What's going on?
Gee, what's going on,
Slouch? You know, what's happening? Hey, I've been on since the beginning of the show, man. Just get as usual. You know, you getting all this Cox off support. I see Kellac calling in, Mr. Larry, and myself. I'm sure Long Allen is listening. If he don't hit the one, but I'm sure he's listening. But I don't care if no Rays jump off, you know, long as I see that caddy run. It's worth my admission of coming. You know. That's what I want to see.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see a brand new caddy go down the track, either hoop some ass or just make a pass. It's worth me coming right there. And we'll definitely get that.
It'll definitely be there and looking to engage with it. But he going to pick and choose wisely this time.
Man, look, just make a 330 burnout for me and did enough. That's all I want to see. I want to see that motherfucker shake. Once I see him shake, I can go eat it, as Larry said, so I sit with the guys then. But we're in the house, man. We on every night. You know, like, I don't have to make the announcement the morning, guys, and I already made it. But y'all also have Long Island Joe on Fox off on Monday night. So,
That's right.
We'll be in the house listening to you guys, fellowshipping with you all next week. Can't wait to see it. From the way it looks, you're going to save Detroit. From the way it looks. If this thing jump, the way it's jumping, And I see no reason why it shouldn't. The government should be calling you, asking you, how did you do it?
That's correct. We're going to bring Detroit back up on the map.
And yeah, go bring them back with
that. That's
hey,
right.
Hey, Junior, they're going to come up from down south. They ain't going to see nothing but horse shit on the property. There's going to be so many Mustangs on the property.
Hey, Pine, you know something, Junior? I'm going to ruffle some feathers with this one. There was a young man called in earlier, and he said that his friend couldn't get in because he posted an ET about a month ago.
That's correct.
And I got to stand that. I got to stand you're not letting me in because he posted an ET. That's really fair. I won't say it's unfair, but what about the guys that go around showing the ET to everyone anyway?
Well, I mean, see, that's something that, if I show you my ticket, you know, that's one thing, which me personally, I don't like showing the tickets to nobody. You know, I don't try to let my right hand know what the left hand is doing. But, I mean, that's something that, you know, you really, what you do in private, you can't control. But when you go to an event and you're posting ETs, you posting videos with ETs, I mean, a lot of people just don't want to sit next to you. Because if they did, they wouldn't care. They'd be doing the same thing you're doing, posting ETs.
Well,
you know, and to avoid any issues, because, again, we grudge racers, we gamblers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ain't nobody trying. I mean, you can guesstimate where I'm at, but you're only guessing. And then you have to think, let's just say a nitrous car. Did I run that on one stage, two stage, or five stage? You know, did I shut them off? I mean, is this really, because believe it or not, a lot of us are really good bracket racers. We know how
oh,
much.
Oh, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong, Jim. I'm not disagreeing with you. I mean, I'm definitely not disagreeing with the decision. You know, I was just throwing it out there. What about the guys that, you know, show the ET? Some guys just show everybody what they ran. And then, man, I ran this. I know he can't run that, you know.
And you know what? I mean, they don't know the true concept of grudge racing, because that's something that,
yeah.
I mean, that ET slip, that's to me, that's sacred. You know?
Yes, I read a law that you never can.
You don't expose that. No, sir.
No. Yes, I read a law. You don't show it to no one. You don't show it to yourself.
Well,
guys, I'm going to get back on mute here and just listen for a minute. We'll see you guys next week.
No doubt. Appreciate you calling.
Junior, we got 3 minutes.
There you go. Before we go out, you know, Larry, Cadillac, Long Island Joe, they are a part of the Clocksoff family. They do represent Clocksoff and the Motor City Mafia. So, you know, let's show the support to them. All right, Reg, close it out, baby.
All right, I'm just going to recap some things. Hey, Midwest Grudge Nationals, Friday Test and Tune from 6 to 12. You can't get into the track till 5 p.m. The gate, you got to park up at the top till 5. Again, Test and Tune, we'll have hamburgers and hot dogs at night for the drivers and their crew. Come in fellowship. We're going to see some good racing and testing at night. Gates open on Saturday at 9 a.m. The track will be ready to go at 11 a.m. Everybody must have a wristband. 4 wristbands per tech card, no exceptions. All parking.
Hey,
hold on. All parking is behind the tower. Not allowed. You can't park along the staging. That fence around behind the staging lanes. You can't park there. No cars are allowed in the pits. ATVs, no speeding in the pit area. Safety is so important. We got to keep the fans off the center section of the starting line. Nobody will be up there, is allowed up there. You can stand as close as you can, but nobody, no standing on the walls. You have to stand behind the walls and stay on the other side of the gate. Some more information. Lanes 5 and 6, grudge only. Lanes 3 through 4, Test and Tune only. Lanes 1 and 2 is shootout only. Grudge races,
that you have up. Money has to be up and held by a neutral person. There will be a driver's meeting at 1 p.m. The shootout starts 1 hour after the driver's meeting. We do have nitrous. Puerto Rican Pete is bringing 4 mother's bottles, but I recommend you fill as much nitrous as you can. I will have a post tomorrow on Clocks Off or on Facebook regarding the types of gas that US 131 carries. So you will have a whole week in advance to know. You will know by tomorrow if he's able to bring any additional grades of gas. Again, it's a great event, family event. Make sure you're there. Make sure you bring your family. We have the bouncy houses. We're, you know, 25. We food is complimentary. We're going to give you drivers a great track. We supported you. We've been working on this for a long time, and we thank you for your support. And it's time to be about it. Stop. No more talking about it. Team Z, we know you're going to bring your best. PRE and Young Money, we know you're bringing your best. We look for every other racing team, Fab Shop, all you heavy hitters, we expect to see you. You've been real quiet, so we know y'all up to something. But this is going to be a great event. Number one spouse, Lil Tony, Chad, I mean, everybody that has a part in this, you know, we've been working hard for this. So, and Junior is facilitating, and Meatball has been facilitating, and all the sponsors, we thank you up front for this, man. It's about to go down. This is the last time we're going to all talk together until the event. We're going to talk the day after it, and we want to be able to talk about how good of an event and blessed this event was. So, on the behalf of, Number One Slouch Productions and Lil Tony, we thank y'all for what y'all, the support you're giving us. And we'll see you Friday night.
Hey, Ray.
See you,
what's up, man?
Yeah.
What if you want to say you sleep on the property that night?
Yeah, I mentioned that. I think you got on light late. You can. They do lock the gates where trailers can't get in and out after a certain time, but you can sleep on the property that night. Feel free.
Okay. All right. That's cool.
Well, I'm gonna close it out, gentlemen.
Hey, Jerry, hold on. What time does the track close on Friday night?
12 o'clock.
Midnight.
But midnight at 12, okay.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you guys calling in, and for those that are still working, hey, man, keep pushing. The fat lady ain't sung yet. And Saturday's still a long ways off, man. Hope you guys can make it, man.
Yes, sir. Junior, I will see you Saturday, brother.
Yes, sir. I will see you guys, man. Easy.
All right. All right, everybody.
All right.
All right.